Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump threatens Iran with more bombings if it does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The threat follows reports of an emerging agreement to end the war. Posting on Truth Social, the president says the conflict could soon end and oil and natural gas shipments resume, but that all depends on Iran accepting an agreement that Mr. Trump has not publicly outlined. Quoting the president, if they don't agree, the bombing starts and it will be, sadly, at a much higher level and intensity than it was before. Republicans rapidly pursuing redistricting efforts across the South following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling affecting majority black congressional districts. South Carolina and Alabama, Tennessee and Louisiana are all considering changes. The saga of that stranded cruise ship, it's been at the center of a hantavirus outbreak, continues.
Patients suspected of having the hantavirus infection are evacuated from the cruise ship MV Hondius onto ambulances at Praia Cape Verde to be taken to the Netherlands. The Hondius, stuck off the coast of Cape Verde with nearly 150 people on board, is waiting to head to Spain's Canary Islands after a request from health authorities, despite local opposition. Meanwhile, health authorities in South Africa and Switzerland have identified a strain of the virus that can be transmitted between humans in rare cases. The World Health Organization, however, says the public health risk remains low. I'm Charles Villavesma.
While many Americans have been out mowing the lawn or tending the garden, people in Colorado and Wyoming have had to break out their snow shovels. A late snowstorm swept over the Rockies into the High Plains the other day, bringing heavy, wet snow north of Denver into southeastern Wyoming. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 422 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial pound 250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's pound 250 micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. The city of Annapolis is launching a three-month parking program that aims to help careers and boost downtown businesses and help seniors as well. Seniors 55 and older can sign up starting May 11th for the Golden Pass program that provides 2 hours of parking each day at Mills, Hillman, Main Street, and Maryland Avenue garages for $20 a month from June 1st through August 31st. A one-month program launched earlier this year, and Mayor Jared Lippmann says the city learned that people needed more time to sign up and take advantage of the program. He says by offering the program for 3 months, seniors have time to get signed up and use it. The law office of J. Wendell Gordon is launching an investigation after a United Airlines plane hit a Baltimore-based bakery truck on the New Jersey Turnpike. Warren Bordley Jr. was treated for glass injuries to his arm and hand after the plane's landing gear went through his truck's window and windshield on Sunday. Sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
The Orioles snapped their five-game losing streak. Baltimore opened its series against the Miami Marlins with a 9-7 win. Sam Basayo led the way, going 3-for-4 with four RBIs, while Adley Rutschman and Leody Taveras plated runs in the ninth inning to earn the win. Rico Garcia secured the win in relief, and the teams will face off again tonight. WCBM News Time 9:05. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is coming up next.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
WCBM News Time 9:06. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. New weather maker moves in today with rain and some isolated storms. Highs reach the mid-70s. A chance of showers tonight, but temperatures falling back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
66 degrees in Westminster, 67 in Easton, and 67 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. We're right in the middle of the week. They also call this Hump Day. You know, you're going to get over this hump, and then next thing you know it, the weekend will be coming for you. I wanted to say good morning. I know today is not as beautiful as it was yesterday in the Baltimore region, but it's okay. We take the good, we take the bad, it's okay. Maybe we need a little bit of rain, you know? Maybe we do. I don't know. But it's not as beautiful. But you know what? Hopefully you got to enjoy yesterday and the weather. I always say get out there and touch some grass if you can. We got lots to talk about today. Of course, there's some latest updates coming out of Iran. You might have saw where Secretary of State Marco Rubio was the head of the White House briefing yesterday. You know, they got that meme that's still floating around where he's got like a million jobs. But I think he enjoys it. I think he's one of those people that really, truly enjoys working. And so he did a fantastic job. And of course, I know everybody's going to get on me about this, but of course, he looked and he sounded very presidential. And you can't deny that, okay? Marco Rubio is like just, you know, no other when it comes to this administration. I got to keep harping on it. I know not everybody loves me talking about it. We got a lot of people that are J.D. Vance's fans. And I look, there's nothing against J.D. Vance. Nothing at all. But when I see J.D. Vance and I see Marco Rubio, I kind of like, you know, migrate towards Marco Rubio. That's all. That's all. There's nothing wrong with J.D. Vance. Well, anyways, I've got some audio to play for you from that White House press briefing, and we will get into the latest updates out of Iran. Also, the bakery truck driver that was hit by the United Airlines jet as he was coming down the New Jersey Pike. You know, he was from Baltimore. He is from Baltimore, I should say. And his father and his lawyer have already been speaking out. We'll get into those comments. Looks like they've got a lawsuit on their hands. But I thought it was very interesting because according to the lawyer, their legal counsel, they haven't really heard much from United Airlines. I thought that was very interesting. Maybe they were trying to figure out exactly who he was, but I would think that they would call H&S Bakery, right? It was the H&S Bakery truck that was hit. You would think they would call that company immediately and say, hey, I mean, you know, we hit one of your trucks. We hit one of your drivers. I'm so sorry. How do we make this up? Who can we talk to? We got to make sure he's okay. It sounds like that never occurred, but we'll get into those comments. I've got the audio for you. Also, the DOJ did sue the city of Denver, Colorado, for an unconstitutional weapons ban. Now, I bring this up as we were talking to our friend Brian Fletcher yesterday at Free State Gun Range. I bring this up because Now the DOJ, and Brian has been mentioning something like this too. Now the DOJ is getting involved in some of these areas where they are just so against our Second Amendment rights. And you love to see it. You love to see it. So we're going to talk about that because these might be steps that we can take here in the state of Maryland. Because, of course, we've got all this gun control, even though we've got those that do not get their guns legally, right? They don't go through the legal process. They're the ones constantly using the guns. They're the ones are creating all the chaos, but they go after legal gun owners time and time again. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the fatal crash yesterday in Baltimore City. Did you guys see this? We've been talking about the dirt bike culture. That's what they call it, the dirt bike culture of Baltimore, which is not really a culture. I'm so sick of hearing that, right? Which culture is it? Okay? I mean, come on. If there's no culture around dirt bikes, they're meant for dirt. Yet you've got the 12 o'clock boys and all these other kids. They're all driving them through the city. They're weaving in and out of traffic. We heard about, what was that, 2 years ago when one of the dirt bikers was hit by a fire engine as a fire engine was trying to get to the scene of a fire. I mean, the whole thing is a mess. And nobody likes it, right? I mean, we're thinking about the fact that Baltimore City was built on tourism. And there's no tourism in sight now. And then you're thinking about, you know, how is the city even generating revenue for the city itself? It's not. It's always got its hand out. They're asking for money from the state. They're asking for money from the federal level. Mayor Brandon Scott just posted yesterday. Apparently, they did get another $1 million. You had Congressman Quaisian Fume, Congressman Johnny O, and others are standing outside handing Baltimore City Mayor Brandon Scott a check for a GVRS expansion. Now, his GVRS is the gun violence reduction strategy. We've already, heard from State's Attorney Ivan Bates that it doesn't actually work. He is the lead prosecutor, in case you're not in Baltimore. And he goes, you know, he's done a fantastic job, really, prosecuting and locking up these, you know, violent repeat offenders. Well, he's talked about GVRS. He's talked about the programs like Safe Streets that the mayor funds, you know, to the tune of millions of dollars. And a state's attorney says, yeah, I don't even cross paths with these guys. I mean, we prosecute these cases. I mean, they don't go to trial with me. They're not witnesses. They don't give me any information. And Safe Streets already said, well, we don't want to work with police. We don't want to work with the prosecutors because then the neighborhood, the community won't trust us because then we'll be snitches, right? Snitches get stitches, right? The whole no snitch culture, that is still continuing. And it's so crazy because meanwhile, the biggest impediment with solving these crimes is the fact that nobody comes forward. There are no witnesses. And so, you know, you have all these unsolved murders and all these unsolved non-fatal shootings, but you have this culture, that's an actual culture, of people not wanting to come forward and to tell the truth because they call it snitching. Well, you got the same thing with taxpayer-funded programs running out of the mayor's office. Let that sink in, okay? Safe Streets does not work with police. They do not hand over information to the prosecutors. And so they keep the no-snitch rule alive and well, and they're getting millions of dollars from taxpayers and from the mayor's office. It's like you get a headache thinking about it because it's just so stupid. It's just so stupid. And then you'll get the mayor, he'll stand up at a podium after a shooting and he goes, well, we just want everybody to man up. Remember when he said that? We want everybody to man up. They should come forward. You know, if your man was a part of this, you should come forward and let us know. Well, what are you talking about? Because you're paying people with these programs to not come forward. You want some people to come forward for free? Please, they're watching what you're doing, Mr. Mayor. You know what? I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. He's just so dumb. It hurts to even think about it. Anyways, there's no logic there in City Hall. But, you know, beyond that, we were talking about the fact that, you know, when it comes to the city of Baltimore, they're not generating any revenue, and so they're always got their hands out, and yet they continue to complain. So here you've got Congressman Quaisian Fume coming to town with a $1 million check, and hello, the federal government, the administration, which they bash all the time, President Trump, and this isn't the first check that Congressman Quaisian Fume secured from this administration. This isn't the first check, and so yet they continue to bash him. Anyways, beyond that, you've got a serious situation in this state. And Governor Wes Moore, in case you missed it, you know, Governor Wes Moore, of course, he doesn't address the dirt bike issue. Nobody's going to address that, but we will talk about that later in the show. Governor Moore is apparently now running from reporters. I wanted to start the show talking about this because, first and foremost, this is by Spotlight on Maryland. Gary Collins was all over it. If you want to take a look at it, it's on Fox 45's website. But here's why I wanted to bring this up, because I told you yesterday, I recently spoke to Governor Moore's spokesperson, Carter Elliott. Okay? Carter Elliott is a sweetheart when he wants to be. He's nice when he wants to be. Okay? Now, he does take a lot of jabs and a lot of shots at people, obviously Republicans on X, right? The formerly known as Twitter. And he does that a lot. He did that, you know, to me as well. And then it got to the point where I just had to DM him. I had a direct message him and be like, Carter, what is your deal? You know, what is your deal? Your job is to help Governor Wes Moore with his reelection bid, and then also to make sure that his social media is thriving, right? Which he does do. He's very successful at that. If you ever look at Governor Wes Moore's pages, whether we agree with the message or not, people see it, right? He gets lots of views. He gets a lot of hits, a lot of comments, lots of likes, a lot of, you know, even could be dislikes. I don't know. But they're watching him. Okay, so that means Carter's doing his job. So then I'm thinking, okay, what is your deal? Why are you so upset? Well, I asked him, you know, would Governor Wes Moore come on my show and just have a regular interview and answer some questions? And so I told you, Carter then sent back a screenshot and said, no, we're not going on WCBM. You guys actually have a petition on your homepage. SOS, like get Moore out of office. And I said, all right, touche. Touche, all right? Maybe he doesn't want to come on this show. But I did say to him, you know, to go on to some of these other shows where they don't criticize him, there is no scrutiny, you know, there aren't any tough questions. I mean, don't you think that's kind of crazy? And he said, oh, we're open to all questions. We're open to the criticism. We're open to talking to people that don't agree with the governor. And I said, all right. Well, then fast forward, not even 24 hours later. You have this entire report dropped by Gary Collins with Spotlight on Maryland, which is with Fox 45. And they actually have video footage of Gary Collins running, yes, literally running after Governor Wes Moore at three different events. And Governor Moore will not answer any of the questions. Not one. Okay, so he's avoiding Gary Collins. They've been avoiding many reporters. And I will say, and this is what I noticed and I said yesterday, they even avoid people that are somewhat friendly to Governor Moore. And so I guess my whole thing is, how do you win a gubernatorial race if you won't even talk to people that aren't like yes men, right? Because that's what he does. He goes on shows where they're going to just nod their head, yes, oh yeah, you're doing a great job, yes, you know, no tough questions whatsoever, and that's where he stays. Just so you know, Governor Moore and Carter Elliott and all, you know, those with the governor, there are people asking legitimate questions in the media that they're hearing from constituents all over the state. People call WCBM all the time with the same questions Gary Collins was attempting to ask you, Governor Moore. People want to know what is going on with the Francis Scott Key Bridge rebuild. What is going on with the contractor? We're told that we can't even get the number. We can't even get the number that the contractor put out there in which you said, oh, no, we can't have this. We got to go ahead and kick them off this project. We can't even get the number, not even a roundabout. You got Congressman Andy Harris who basically said, hey, guys, just so you know, this is what happened. Meanwhile, we can't even confirm it. Because it's like, you know, Andy Harris basically saying, you know, he's kind of like, all right, this is, you know, word of mouth. Just trust me, bro. Right? There's no source to it. And I do trust him on it. I think the number did get up to something crazy, like $8 or $9 billion for the rebuild. But at the same time, why not have the governor come out and answer these questions? And those aren't even tough questions. That's not even a tough question. I'm not asking you why you awarded yourself a Bronze Star 16 years later. I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you when we can get the bridge up. You know, the bridge that collapsed and you were down there for the photo ops. When are we going to get the bridge up? When are we going to get another contractor on this? That's not a tough question. And so if you can't answer these questions, what makes you think you should win your reelection bid, Governor? What makes you think that you are qualified to do any of these things? As far as I'm concerned, I haven't seen you have one executive decision that made sense for we the people here in the state of Maryland. Not one. We can't point to any accomplishments when it comes to the utilities, the energy crisis that we have in the state. You haven't really got out in front of that at all. You got people in Baltimore County, Carroll County, Frederick County. They're upset about the transmission lines. They're going back and forth to court about it. You have said nothing. Nothing. You're crisscrossing the country like you're running for president right now. But let me tell you something, Governor. If you can't win re-election, you're not going to win going to the Oval Office. You won't even get out of the primary. And we just saw last night, congratulations to Vivek Ramaswamy, by the way. He just won the GOP primary for his gubernatorial race. And he got 85% of the vote. All right? Vivek Ramaswamy is killing it. Do you think, Wes Moore, you can beat a Vivek Ramaswamy if he decided to run again in 2028? You won't even come close. You'll be the one getting the 15%. You're not going to come close. All right, we'll continue this conversation when we get back. I just want to point it out because, to see him running from reporters after I was just told that he doesn't run from questions, I thought that was odd. I wanted to point it out. Right now, of course, it's Wednesday. We got our morning market flashes. We do every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with Tim Herb. Tim, it was nice outside yesterday, and now today, it's all gone.
Well, it was nice outside yesterday, and there were nice returns in the stock market yesterday.
Nice.
How about that, Kim? Yes, indeed. So just to recap what happened yesterday on Tuesday, overall stocks ending at just a tad off of their best levels, but higher across the board. The Dow was up yesterday 0.73%, Kim. S&P 500 posted a nice gain of 0.81%, just under a full percentage point. NASDAQ was up over a full percent at 1.03%. And then the heavily, focused small cap index known as the Russell 2000, those small cap companies that are still growing that actually tend to perform better during a lower interest rate environment on the small cap side, outperforming across the board their larger cap peers. Russell 2000 yesterday was up 1.75%. So we're seeing big gains again in many of the technology-related stocks. We're continuing to see this theme of the artificial intelligence trade. We're still in the midst of earnings season, so we're getting a lot of companies that are reporting their earnings, talking about guidance, what the horizon looks like for them as a corporation. But again, we still have to throw in what's taking place overseas, the geopolitical tension, the strife between the United States and Iran. Of course, this seems to be the path of least resistance right now, among some confirmation, rather, that the ceasefire remains intact. I'm sure you're probably talking about on your show, Kim, but President Trump commented, of course, about yesterday that he's pausing Project Freedom. This is that plan for the U.S. to guide ships out of the Strait of Hormuz, and mentioning again that right now it looks like there's some possible peace talks that are developing closer to maybe a deal or resolution of this long-standing conflict that we've seen thus far. But again, President Trump talking yesterday and signaling earlier, I think today, that there's an assumption that Iran may agree to a proposal. So that being said, markets are still kind of back and forth. However, on the possible positive talks taking place and earnings season, and this, again, heavily technology-based focus right now on artificial intelligence, it seems like the market, according to my colleague, Lori Calvacina, who's the head of U.S. equity strategy at RBC Capital Markets, Kim, she mentioned on yesterday's Closing Bell Overtime report that stocks appear to be, and I quote, climbing a wall of worry. So we're starting to see, again, the market's moving higher despite some of the concern of what's taking place overseas. Of course, the spike in oil as well. Oil's been back and forth right now. The prices in oil obviously are dropping right now. They're actually here pre-market, dropping about 10% for West Texas Intermediate. International Brent oil losing about 9%, trading right around $100 a barrel. So that's having an impact. Inflation concerns as well, Kim. But so far, pre-market here today, I know we're getting rain outside, and it's a little bit, kind of gloomy. The weather, not like we had yesterday. But the Dow futures thus far are up 364 points currently here pre-market Wednesday morning. S&P 500 futures, Kim, also posting a positive gain, up 46 points. And then the heavily technology-based NASDAQ index right now currently also up about 280 points on the heels of some of the chip makers, in particular Advanced Micro Devices and some others, soaring here pre-market on their kind of positive outlook, as I said, based on their earnings report for the second quarter. So there we have it for the morning market flash here today on Wednesday, Kim. Hopefully we get through some of the rain, and we'll look for some sunshine later this week, and I look forward to rejoining you on Friday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 26th session was a failure for Maryland. Thanks to Democrats, our state is less safe, less affordable, and less accountable. A record $71 billion budget, nearly $4 billion higher than last year, was built on accounting gimmicks and short-term fixes that ignore Maryland's structural deficit. There was no real effort to control spending, and the result is predictable. Higher taxes ahead and more pressure on working families. Democrats also blocked allowing the Baltimore County Inspector General to investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in the school system. On public safety, the new policies weaken accountability for violent juveniles and strain an already overwhelmed juvenile system. Other bad laws restrict cooperation between law enforcement and ICE, removing tools used to detain dangerous illegal immigrants. At the same time, new statewide mandates add burdens on police. This session sends the wrong message: less support for law enforcement, less fiscal discipline, and less focus on basic public safety and common sense.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Hi, this is Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty. Are you thinking about fixing up your home before you sell it? My Fix It to Sell program gives you the money upfront to repair or improve your home, and you pay us back when it sells. Visit VinnySteo.com. That's VinnySteo.com.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, that was Tim Hurt with RBC Wealth Management, and I'm glad that the numbers look good, but I was looking at the numbers by the gas station near my house. Those numbers don't look good at all. So if he's saying that the oil is dropping this morning, I hope so. Because boy, oh boy, I was thinking about filling up, and I was like, you know what? It fluctuates every day, like every single day. And don't forget, we were just talking about Governor Wes Moore. It was Governor Wes Moore, the Democrats in Annapolis, they decided that we didn't need a gas tax holiday here in the state of Maryland, which would have saved you, they said, what was it, about $3 every fill up or something like that. It's not a whole lot, but it's something. It's something. And they did do the gas tax holiday when Joe Biden was going through the reserves after his pitiful withdrawal from Afghanistan. Don't ever forget that. They were fine with the gas tax holiday then. But God forbid President Trump tries to take nuclear weapons from Iran. God forbid, can't get a gas tax holiday. Anyways, I just wanted to just reiterate, we were talking about Governor Moore, the fact that he was running from questions from Gary Collins with Fox 45. He has the report, again, on Fox 45's website. There are three different events where they have the camera rolling with Governor Moore, quite literally, like, trying to jump into his SUV. All I'm going to say is this is a terrible strategy. You are currently the incumbent. You are the governor. You've got to stand on your record, which I don't think you can stand on, and that's the problem. But you got to try. You have to try. The last thing you want is for somebody to come to a campaign event where you're sitting there and you know your biggest donors and you're going over, you know, what you could do differently and things like that. The last thing you want is for somebody to go in and start asking you the tough questions there. Because guess what? Those donors, they might not donate as much when they see that you will not answer a tough question. I also wanted to note real quick, because we were talking about Vivek Ramaswamy. Again, in case you missed it, he did win the GOP primary. He won the primary there. He's a GOP nominee, I should say, in Ohio's gubernatorial race. He received 85% of the vote. I saw the map this morning because everybody was going through. This morning, it showed that he won every single county. Every single county. If you follow Vivek, I follow him on Facebook. If you follow Vivek, you will see that he is crisscrossing that state. He's got a great team. He's got a lot of energy. He is, you know, very young, lots of energy. But not only that, if you ever watch him, he doesn't run from questions. Never. He has never ran from a question. And what he does is, if you ever notice, whoever has a tough question, he will prioritize them as he's standing there on stage, and he'll say, hey, stand up. Let's hash this out. Let's have some dialogue. Governor Moore, there's a lot you can learn from Vivek Ramaswamy. A lot you can learn. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the driver on 695. Remember, he and another driver that were racing. Six construction workers were killed. Well, apparently, he violated his probation. We'll talk about that coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Project Freedom is being put on hold. President Trump hitting the pause button on that effort to guide commercial vessels out of the Strait of Hormuz. The move comes as the president hints that a deal to end the war could be close at hand. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi has told his Iranian counterpart Abbas Araghchi that China is deeply distressed over the war. China's top diplomat met with his Iranian counterpart earlier today in Beijing. Russia has fired dozens of drones at Ukraine, ignoring a unilateral ceasefire announced earlier by Kiev. The U.S. military launching another strike on a vessel suspected of transporting drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean. Three men on board that vessel were killed. The opening bell sounding now on Wall Street, stocks starting off the day higher. More details, srnnews.com.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Looking for a great real estate agent? Someone who can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar? Go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. Because on Ready, agents will pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, on Ready, agents will pay you for your listing. Thousands of dollars up front just for a chance to sell your home. And it's easy. Just go to ready.com, enter your address, and when you want to sell. In just 48 hours, the best local agents are competing on Ready to be your agent with cash offers up front just to win your business. Hey, your listing is valuable. Don't give it away. Make those agents earn it. Get paid to pick your real estate agent. Go to ready.com or call 888-270-REDY. 888-270-READY.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. The Pistons completed their rally from a 3-1 series deficit, defeating the Magic 116-94 in Game 7 to advance with their first playoff win in 18 years. Cade Cunningham had 32 points and 12 assists.
It made us really reflect on how we were playing, what got us to this position, and what made us win as many games as we won in the regular season. And, it got us back to playing the basketball that we knew we were capable of.
The Cavs beat the Raptors 114-102 in their Game 7 to advance. Stanley Cup playoffs, Alex Newhook broke a tie with 8:53 left, and the Canadiens outlasted the Lightning 2-1 in Game 7 to end their thrilling first-round series. In golf, Cameron Young finished six shots clear of Scottie Scheffler to win the Cadillac Championship, and Chase Elliott won at Texas to join Tyler Reddick as multiple NASCAR Cup Series winners this season. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Your Fox 45 forecast, turning rainy today. We have showers throughout the day and some isolated storms. Breezy and still warm with highs in the mid-70s. A chance of showers continues tonight. Temperatures fall back into the low 50s. Mostly cloudy on Thursday with some scattered showers and cooler temperatures moving back in. Highs back in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
From the
Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right, if you just jumped off the live, thank you for doing so. Welcome to the rest of the show. I'm here till 12 noon. Rob Carson comes up after I am done at noon, and he's from noon to 3. And again, we'll be here every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And I want to get to some of your text messages before we move on here. And it was really just me ranting about Governor Wes Moore and his team, because it is. It's just, it's so wild to me hearing you're telling people, oh, we don't run from questions. And then here on camera, the guy is literally, quite literally running from questions. Oh, man. So we'll get into our next topic here in just a second, because obviously, you know, we talked a lot about the crash on 695. You had a young man that was, you know, trying to get a past. I can't remember. Was it the woman? I think the woman was trying to pass the young man on 695 near a construction site. And for some reason, they both decided that going over 100 miles per hour was a good idea. And they end up crashing, and, I mean, the cars were barrel rolling through this construction site, killing 6 construction workers. It was absolutely just infuriating, disgusting, sad, you name it. And when we all found out that this kid was kind of basically getting off, I think many of us were very shocked. Anyways, we'll get into that in just a second. Some of your text messages here. Let's see. Joe and Glen Burnie says, Kim, crude oil in Texas is down about $6 this morning. Okay, well, you know what? And look, I think the one gas station near my house where, like, you know, the drug dealers like to hang out, that one. Yeah, so right this morning I go past, $4.43 a gallon. $4.43 a gallon. I said, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Look, I've seen other gas station size out here, okay? Like, look, I know that you're a little high there, my friend. So you've got people out there, you know, using your gas station as an open-air drug market, and you're charging too much? I don't think anybody's stopping by there today. Let's see. Ron says, Kim, the so-called dirt bike culture is a Brandon Scott and street corner preacher euphemism for black culture. Basically, Bushy Brandon... Ron, Bushy Brandon likes to imply that all bad behavior by young black males must be excused due to the culture. Ron, you're absolutely correct on that. And that's what really grates my nerves. And you know what? Just so people know this, and I don't know if you guys realize this, but many African Americans, many black people despise the fact that they call it black culture when it's something like either illegal or, you know, degenerate behavior. Like, that's not black culture. Twerking is not black culture. I've heard people say that. Like, no, it's not. No, it isn't. Okay? You know, and it's so wild to me that they continue this. But, you know, great points there, Ron. But that whole, like, no snitching culture, that is a thing in Baltimore. And then you got people that will come forward, right? The moms of, you know, the victims. They'll be like, and I can't believe they're not trying to look for my baby's murder. They're not trying to look for my baby's murder. Yeah, actually, they are. They are. But the biggest impediment is the fact, you know, that you've got this no snitch culture. So you've got all these people that are not willing to come forward. Now, I will say that it's obviously gotten a lot better in the recent years. And maybe a lot of these witnesses, maybe those that know, you know, a little bit about the cases, or they're able to identify some of these, you know, persons of interest, right, in these videos. Maybe they have a little more confidence in Ivan Bates and his office in protecting their identity. That could be a thing. But, you know, when you perpetuate the no snitch rule with safe streets, which you put over $50 million into, Mr. Mayor, I don't know how you expect other people to come forward with information when you don't even expect the program that you have in your office to fight crime. You don't even expect those people to come forward. Like I said, it's like, you know, mental gymnastics when you're trying to figure out the logic behind the decisions that Mayor Brandon Scott has made. You just can't do it. You can't do it. You know, the fact that tourism is basically non-existent in Baltimore. And I'll never forget, I know I brought it up a couple times. Remember when there was like Phillips Seafood, Hard Rock Cafe? Remember, and I think Phillips Seafood might be still there at the Inner Harbor. I got to check. I haven't been down there in so long. But there were a couple of restaurants that were all closing around the same time. And at the time, Mayor Brandon Scott, I think this is when he was like the city council president, the interim, right? After, Kathy Pugh ended up going to prison. But at the time, a reporter asked Mayor Scott why he believed those, restaurants were shutting down, Hard Rock Cafe and others. And his response was, maybe they had a bad business model. And that was his response. The business model itself wasn't working, according to Mayor Scott. Meanwhile, those restaurants there, right there by the water, they've been there for decades upon decades. They have restaurants all over the country that work just fine. But for some reason, he couldn't understand that the crime, the violence, the dirt bikes, just so many things that were going on, that a lot of people did not want to eat at those restaurants. He said it was the business model. That's what it was. Now, I don't know if he believed that or he just wanted to say something, and that's the answer he came up with. But it was so idiotic that it came out of his mouth. Well, anyways, beyond all that, I just wanted to again reiterate, Governor Westmore, I don't know what the playbook is here. If the strategy is to run from reporters, it's a terrible strategy. And, it's not going to help you. And honestly, when I was looking, because I went back to look and check how many people were actually at those launch events for Governor Moore's reelection bid, there weren't that many people. And if you look at Gary Collins, his Spotlight on Maryland report, and you check those videos, because he was there at those events to ask him questions. Look at where, because Gary and the cameraman at one point in time start running around the building, right? Because Don Moore, the wife, the First Lady of Maryland, she walks out of the event, and they had Wes Moore, hang back. And Gary Collins said that he believed they knew that because he was out there. And he didn't want to answer the questions. So Don Moore, you see her walking through, right, in one of the videos. But then the cameraman, when he pans back behind Don Moore, and you can kind of see the event, there weren't many people in there at all. And remember, she was like one of the first to leave because obviously they wanted to get them out of there before, they got mobbed. But there weren't many people. And then, of course, there were other events where Gary Collins and the cameraman are there. And you've got, Governor Westmore speaking. And I'm like, you know what? There's not many people there either. He's not a popular governor. He might think he's popular, nationally because they don't know his record. But here in Maryland, he isn't popular. Republicans definitely have a shot. Real quick, shout out to Bernie Flowers running Congressional District Number 3. They had a great event last night in Howard County at Oscar's Ale House, and I thought it was great. Beth Lawson did a great job hosting it, and I also saw gubernatorial candidate Doug Larkum. And so he now has my contact information, so we'll get him here in studio so he can do an hour here and talk about his race. It was a great event. And then if you're looking at the crowd size, I would say the crowd size at Bernie Flowers event in Howard County, which you're not going to find a whole lot of Republicans, the crowd size there was, just as much as you would see at some of these Westmore events. And so, again, it makes you wonder, right? And it's not that Bernie Flowers isn't popular. He is popular. It's just, Republicans in Howard County, and especially in that area, you don't have a ton of them. You don't have a ton of them. But I also wanted to say on that note, because one of the things that we talked about at that event last night was the grassroots efforts, okay? I know there's a lot of people that listen to the show. Many of you email, many of you call, many of you text, and you complain about, the state of Maryland. If you don't get behind a Republican candidate and either volunteer, whether it's door knocking, phone banking, whether it's sign waving, whether it's making a donation, I don't know how you can continue to complain about what's going on. I really don't. We need all hands on deck. we need to support these candidates, right? It doesn't have to just be Bernie Flowers. Wherever you live, you know, get behind a candidate. You know, if you can, even if you're giving them, you know, $25 to $50, that still helps. They've got to purchase literature. They've got to purchase the signs. They've got to have a staff, right? They have a treasurer on board. Like, there's lots of things that go into these campaigns. And I just can't stress that enough. And I say this because, you know, I do these events all the time. This is how I like to volunteer. I do these events all the time. And many times, often, I will see the same individuals at these events because, of course, they're going around and supporting these candidates. And it's the same individuals. You know, you can't have 10% of the Republican Party in the state of Maryland that is financially funding all of the Republican candidates in the state of Maryland. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. I know affordability is a huge topic, and there are tough times. I get that. Gas is sky high. I get that. But even if you could volunteer, that would be great as well. And I'm sure that all of the candidates would appreciate it. But I just want to point that out. It's like, you know, we got a lot of people that complain about the party. And look, I'm not a huge fan of the MDGOP. You know, it is what it is. But at the same time, you got to give a little. You got to, you know, put something in there yourself. You know, don't just email me complaining all the time. Right? I mean, that's not going to do anything. It's not productive. All right. Just wanted to mention that. And as you saw there, again, like I said, Vivek Ramaswamy won the GOP primary in Ohio for the gubernatorial race. He has lots of volunteers. Like I said, they are crisscrossing the state. We need that kind of candidate here in Maryland. I know John Myrick and Brendan Cham, they do a great job getting out there and going all over. I know Ed Hale, I see the press conferences. I don't know. Brian, the producer, have you seen? I don't know if you even watch any of this stuff. Do you watch any of this stuff? You do watch it? Okay. I didn't know because you work a lot. Yeah. Occasionally. All right. Well, I know he does a lot of press conferences, but I do wonder if he's doing the fundraisers, if he's going all over the state, every single area, every single quarter. You know, is he, you know, really doing hosting the meet and greets? I haven't seen him at a ton of the debates and the forums. And so, you know, you have to wonder. Same thing with Dan Cox. You know, he's out there. I see the videos on social media. But if you're going to win the gubernatorial race, you have to hit every single quarter. You have to hit everyone. Right now, you've got to be running like you're in the general. You know, don't even think about the primary. You've got to be running like you're in the general. And like I said, and some people say, oh, well, John Myrick, he doesn't seem aggressive enough. He's not getting loud. He's not getting boisterous. That's just, I mean, look, that's not the kind of guy he is, obviously. But you can't deny that he's quite literally hitting not even just every county, every little town. He's everywhere. That's what you need. And so, you know, you just wonder, do we even have what it takes? Do we have the candidate that can go statewide, that can knock on all these doors, right? That can energize the Maryland Young Republicans, because they do a lot of door knocking. Do we have that candidate? Because if we don't have it, because that's, if you think about it, Governor Larry Hogan, his first run, he had all of those Maryland Young Republicans out there. All of them. They were all door knocking for him. They were phone banking for him. They were sign waving. They were on all these little events, dropping lit. You know, whatever was happening on college campuses, they were there with their, you know, flyers for Governor Larry Hogan. And all, you know, that's what it takes. And again, that takes money. It does take money. All right, I'm going to stop talking about it. I did want to just mention here the driver for on 695. This, you know why I'm mentioning this? Because it really just upset me, to be honest with you. It upset me. Six lives were lost on 695 in that construction site because you had two idiots, two knuckleheads, that were trying to get around each other, you know, driving through at over 100 miles per hour. Well, meanwhile, the grown woman that was involved in this, she's the one that ended up getting jail time. Malachi, the young man that was involved in this, and I guess some people were saying, you know, he's just a kid, but I didn't look at it that way. If you were hitting the pedal over 100 miles per hour at a construction site, I mean, you should be, you know, serving some time. Well, anyways, he was able to get a chance not to serve time. He was getting a second chance on everything. And now he blew it. Take a listen.
Malachi Brown told the judge that he has learned from his past mistakes, but the judge did not buy it, saying Brown poses an extreme threat to public safety after getting behind the wheel of a car without a license to drive to McDonald's and violating his probation even after his involvement in that deadly 695 crash.
I think we're all safer now. We don't have to worry about being on the road because that's what brought him back to court.
James DiMaggio hopes this is the last time he has to come to court for anything related to the deadly 695 crash back in March of 2023 that killed his sister Sybil and five others. That crash caused by Malachi Brown and Lisa Lee, who were both going more than 120 miles per hour when they hit, and Lee's car plowed into six highway workers. Brown took a plea deal in 2024, went to prison for 3 months, and was released on home detention to serve the rest of his 18-month sentence, then 3 years supervised probation on the condition he would not drive.
He did have the chance to make things right for himself, and he couldn't do it.
But officers caught Brown driving a vehicle with a broken taillight in December, violating his probation. Brown says he was driving a friend as they left the hospital. He had this to say exclusively to TV 11 News at a hearing back in February.
I'm not a danger to society or anything like that. I'm just pulling myself out of a dark hole from 2 years ago, and I promise you this right now, I wasn't trying to endanger anybody.
But a Baltimore County Circuit Court judge did not agree. She sentenced him to 6 years in prison and 3 years of supervised probation.
He could have been done with all this. This could have all been behind him, and as a result of him messing up, I guess I feel like he got what he deserved after everything that he put everybody through.
DiMaggio says no sentence will ever satisfy him.
Six families lost their loved ones. We're never going to get them back. He could spend the rest of his life in jail, and it wouldn't satisfy me.
Brown has already been in custody since March 12th, so he will get credit for that time served. One of Brown's cousins also spoke in court, telling the judge that Brown is remorseful and prays for the families of the victims. In Towson, I'm Brianna Ross, TV 11 News.
Well, I love the fact that he's now the victim, right? I'm not a threat to society. I'm not a danger. What? What an idiot. Meanwhile, I remember, do you guys remember the video of his family coming out of the courthouse back in 2023 after, you know, that crash on 695? And the mom, remember the mom and the sister were like, you know, please don't record us and we don't have anything to say to you. And, you know, the mom's like, my son's such a good son. Okay, I've had enough of this. 6 years, not nearly enough. Not nearly enough. You still get behind the wheel? And then you get the nerve to say, I'm pulling myself out of a hole. Six people were killed thanks to you and your stupid decisions. I know the gentleman there that lost his sister said, oh, he could spend his life behind bars and won't bring her back. And I get that. But this is a guy, talk about stupid. Oh, my gosh. Anyways, I just wanted to put that out there because he is. He's going to be serving 6 years, and he better not get time served for, you know, good behavior. He better serve all 6 years. All 6 years. It should have been more than that. All right, we get back. If you want to weigh in on that, of course you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Real quick, imagine losing the ability to hear someone say I love you or the ability to hear a compliment. Hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it doesn't. I hope you're not one of those people. But if you are, no matter your age, I want you to call our friends at Audiology Associates. 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name of Maryland, and they have been for over 45 years. They have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. So all you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or if it's easier, go online, www.aaiaudiology.com. When Silas is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I think this is the most amazing untold story that there are good people in the FBI that purposefully hid the evidence in those, quote, burn bags that they found. The burn bags were in a safe room that nobody even knew existed, which means that somebody left it there on purpose. This is what Bongino had told me. And that they put it there on purpose so that eventually we would find it, because that's all the evidence against all the corruption in the FBI. Cash just spells it out. They weren't supposed to find it in the sense that it was put in a place purposefully hidden.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, everybody cares about health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, and so many of us are guessing our way through our health, guessing what foods to eat, what supplements to take, wondering why some things make us feel better than others. Now, that's where Viome comes in. It's a simple, at-home gut health test that uses advanced RNA technology. It analyzes your gut microbiome to understand how your body is truly functioning in this moment. And from there, Viome then creates a personalized food and supplement plan designed specifically for your body. Right, Linda? You've been doing this.
I have been doing it, and the test is easy. It's got great steps. It walks you right through. It's easy to do. You can send it right in.
Take the guesswork out of it. Get real data. Go to Viome/Hannity. Viome.com/Hannity today. And when you follow their plan, you can expect better digestion, more energy, improved mood. Stop guessing. Start knowing.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Westmore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Westmore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shirai Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shirai Youssefi, Treasurer Andrew Horbach.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's Attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. ILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
All right. We're talking about the driver on 695 back in 2023, racing another driver over 100 miles per hour. Ended up killing six construction workers. Marty says, I think he's remorseful that he got caught. I don't think he's remorseful at all. Marty also asked, you know, how many times did he violate his probation before he actually did get caught? That's a great question. Great question. But Malachi, look, you know, you did it to yourself. Talk about self-inflicted. Both times. Speeding like a maniac the first time, killing people. And then this time he says he was driving, what was it, a family member to the hospital? And then he was completely defensive about that. Anyways, all right, coming up next, of course, we got more local stories to talk about, especially here in the state. Redistricting is still a discussion. We'll talk about that. The poll question results from yesterday, in case you missed it, I asked you, what's worse here in the state of Maryland for you? Is it the economy or the crime? Well, 64% of you said crime, and only 36% of you said the economy. So the crime is right up there. I guess, you know, as many people would point out, if you get a hold of the crime, then the economy will start to thrive. So, yeah, there it is. All right, coming up next, we'll get into the question for today. It has to do with Senator John Fetterman. Do you think he should be a Republican? I don't know. I want to get your thoughts on that and so much more. Stay right there.
The
moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. This is the golden era of fixed assets. Annuities and guaranteed lifetime income are paying the best rates in 40-plus years. If you have an annuity over 2 years old, the new products can pay your penalty to switch and are often guaranteed to outperform your current product. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m., or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. While the blockade of Iranian ports remains, Project Freedom is being put on hold. President Trump is hitting the pause button on the effort to guide commercial vessels out of the Strait of Hormuz.
The U.S. military launched what it called Project Freedom just Monday, President Trump describing it in humanitarian terms, designed to aid stranded seafarers stuck on the hundreds of ships that have been sitting in the Persian Gulf since the Iran war began. But after 2 days, that's now on hold, with just two merchant ships known to have passed through the U.S. guarded route through the territorial waters of Oman. In a social media post, the president says the pause is intended to see whether an agreement with Tehran on ending the war could be finalized. He told reporters earlier Tuesday,
"Now they're trying to survive and they won't be successful unless they make a deal."
But Trump says U.S. forces will maintain the blockade of Iranian ports. I'm Ben Thomas.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has told his Iranian counterpart, Abbas Araghchi, that China is deeply distressed over the war. China's top diplomat met with his Iranian counterpart earlier today in Beijing. Ohio's primary election has set the stage for two high-profile matchups come November.
One contest is the U.S. Senate race that will help determine control of the chamber. The other contest is the governor's race, featuring a former presidential candidate and the state's COVID-era health director. Former Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown will try unseating GOP incumbent John Husted. In the governor's race, GOP nominee and biotech billionaire Vivek Ramaswamy will face Democrat Amy Acton.
And that's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Rally underway this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is up 462 points, while the NASDAQ 276 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I talked to a lot of great companies. Very few of them actually literally surprised me, but Fellowship Home Loans sure did. For over 20 years, Mike and Brian and the team there have been helping families do something most people think is more complicated than it has to be. Get into a home, lower their rate, or tap into equity they didn't even realize they had. Everything at Fellowship is done in-house. One roof, one great team, all with a servant-led mentality. From your first phone call to closing, you're going to get people who know you by name. They'll know your situation. They treat you like family. They're also offering a free mortgage checkup right now. Don't miss out. Rates are lower now than if you purchased or refinanced your home in the last few years. Many Fellowship customers are saving hundreds of dollars a month when refinancing, and there are no payments for 2 months. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G, fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning, it's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steo. A dirt bike rider is dead after a Tuesday night crash in northwest Baltimore. City police say the accident between the dirt bike and SUV happened shortly before 9 Tuesday in the 3000 block of Liberty Heights Avenue. The 37-year-old dirt bike rider was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the SUV remained at the site of the crash. Police say the investigation is ongoing. And hazmat SWAT teams responded to South Baltimore on Tuesday afternoon after a rail car leaked hydrochloric acid. CSX called the Baltimore Fire Department at around 3:30 to report the leak at Chesapeake Avenue and 9th Street. When crews arrived, the hazmat team identified and contained the source of the leak, and no injuries were reported. The leak was contained within the rail yard, and there was no threat to the surrounding community. The Maryland Department of the Environment has been notified. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hey, Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Amazing. For nearly a full decade now on WCBM, you've been helping families plan their next big move by eliminating the typical risk home sellers face. So as we head into early summer, what's your best advice for sellers who want to get the most money but don't want to be bothered by the typical hassles?
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, 23 years helping thousands of families sell for their price and with certainty. Right now, inventory and days on market are increasing. That's why smart sellers are asking for more than just empty promises. Our sellers get an upfront written guarantee that if I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it at a price and time frame you agree to.
I like that. Check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews online from satisfied customers, and I'll add mine as well. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust with my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
The Orioles snapped their five-game losing streak. Baltimore opened its series against the Miami Marlins with a 9-7 win. Sam Basayo led the way, going 3-for-4 with four RBIs, while Adley Rutschman and Leody Taveras plated runs in the ninth inning to earn the win. Rico Garcia secured the win in relief. The teams will face off again tonight. WCBM News Time, 10:05. The Fox Weather Authority forecast is coming up next.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
WCBM News Time, 10:05. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. New weather maker moves in today with rain and some isolated storms. Highs reach the mid-70s. A chance of showers tonight, but temperatures falling back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
66 degrees in Bullies Quarter, 66 in Pikesville, and 67 in Joppa Town. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680. WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. We were talking about Governor Wes Moore and how he's literally running from reporters now. He won't answer any questions. God forbid, right? And then if there's a follow-up question, he might just faint. He might just pass out. Oh, man. It's a bad look. A very bad look. And I told you guys before, you know, and they're not going to call themselves surrogates to the, you know, to the campaign for Moore. But these interviews that he does, I mean, if you listen to them, no one's asking him any tough questions. There aren't any follow-up questions. I would assume a lot of those questions go over beforehand, and then they're approved by the team. And that's how they're probably going to try to keep it, you know, all the way till November. And so I'm just saying, you know, Republicans, you know, this is great. Because I would think that at the very end of this, he at least has to do one debate. I don't think he's going to get away with not doing one debate. And whoever that GOP nominee is in the gubernatorial race, I hope that you are ready. You know, I was asked last night at Bernie Flowers' event there in Howard County. I was asked, who do I think was going to win the nomination here in Maryland? And I said, I legitimately don't know. I cannot tell you at all. And I say that because I don't really see a front runner. I don't see a front runner at this moment. Will we see one possibly, you know, 2 months from now or so? Possibly. But I guess by then, right? Because what is it? It's June 23rd. I guess, you know, even by then, yeah, we'll already have the nominee. But I don't see a front runner currently. There's other races where I can look and say, all right, I can tell that person's going to win the primary. But I do not see that with our gubernatorial race. And I guess all that I ask is that, you know, whoever the nominee happens to be, I hope that we can all come together and get behind the nominee. We sometimes have a problem doing that. And I hope that that's not the case. Got a couple of text messages here coming in as well. And we were also talking about not just Governor Moore in the race. We're also talking about the driver, Malachi Brown. He was on 695 with Lisa Lee in 2023. And Lisa Lee barrel-rolled her car right into a construction site, killing six people. But she was racing, basically. I call it racing with Malachi Brown. They were trying to both get, I guess, into the left lane there. And they were trying to outrun one another. And unfortunately, you know, Lisa Lee, I think she first lost control of her car. And it was just awful. I'm surprised those drivers walked away from that, too, to be honest. But Malachi Brown has violated his probation. And he has gotten caught driving, I guess he said, a family member from the hospital. And he had a broken taillight. And so he was pulled over, and now he'll spend 6 years in prison. He almost, you know what? He threw his freedom away. And even at the time, many of us, and I, for myself, I said, well, he's really young. Still no excuse to go over 100 miles per hour trying to, you know, outrun another car. But in that scenario, I thought Lisa Lee, being the adult in that situation, she definitely knew better. But now Malachi Brown will, you know, serve that 6 years. And in case you missed the audio clip, just so you know, he thinks he's a victim in all this. Six people are dead. But he thinks he's a victim. All right. I looks like I got a couple of text messages here. Joe is talking about gas. Joe, we'll get back to your text message in just a little bit, because we'll probably go over that when we talk about the latest out of Iran. I did want to just discuss just a little bit here when it comes to Senator Ellis. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Senator Ellis. He's from Southern Maryland, and you know, every once in a while he'll get, you know, I want to say, you know, maybe a little dramatic, right? He's a little eccentric, I guess you could say. And you know, he's been talking about mid-cycle redistricting. Now, it is in my belief that he's talking about this the way that he is because he's trying to get attention. He's in a very crowded primary running in the 5th District. He is a Democrat. And he's going to have to outraise the rest of those Democrats. And not only that, he's got to win that nomination. And so he's trying to get attention the best way that he knows how. And so mid-cycle redistricting is something that Governor Wes Moore obviously still wants to do here in the state of Maryland. But Senator Bill Ferguson already said that it is a no-go. Not only that, you have other senators that have said that it is a no-go. And I know from a little birdie, I guess you could say, that Senator Ellis was not on the side of pushing forward with redistricting until he realized it would get him some attention. And so now you've got Senator Ellis joining with Bobby LaPen, who is running against Senator Bill Ferguson in the primary in that Senate seat over there in Little Italy. And Bobby LaPen has a very strong social media presence. And I said before, he's so progressive. I mean, he really is. He's worse than AOC. If you see him online, he's worse than AOC. It's bad. It's real bad. And so I said before, I hope Senator Bill Ferguson beats that guy, because, I mean, he's awful. Well, anyway, Senator Ellis and Bobby LaPen have teamed up to call on legislators to have a special session to push forward with redistricting to get the one lone Republican, Andy Harris, out of his seat. Take a listen.
We have to stand up in Maryland to do what we have to do to participate in this national fight.
Well, the push for redistricting in Maryland has renewed life.
Today, Maryland Senator Arthur Ellis making an official call to hold a special session of the General Assembly.
Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost questioned the senator and joins us live from Annapolis with the latest. Mackenzie?
Well, Kai and Mary, Senator Arthur Ellis wants to pause the primary election and bring everyone back here to Annapolis for a special session for redistricting. But it's not clear what, if anything, has changed in the few weeks since session when we saw Senate President Bill Ferguson argue it was not politically or legally sound for Democrats to move forward with that idea.
We're all ready to go?
In the sunshine after session.
The Republicans don't care about fair. They care about winning.
Senator Arthur Ellis reviving his push to make Maryland a player in the national mid-cycle redistricting conversation, despite the opposition from the leader of the chamber, Senator Bill Ferguson.
I'm addressing my fellow senators directly, the Democratic senators. Stand up. Man up. Represent your constituents. Woman up.
Shoulder to shoulder with Ellis, Ferguson's primary challenger, Bobby LePine, who argues if the legislative leaders do not call for a special session and Governor Westmore doesn't either.
And if that doesn't occur, I am calling on the members of the Maryland Senate to relieve Bill Ferguson of his duties as Senate President.
Along with LePine, Ellis also has his eyes set on succeeding retiring Congressman Steny Hoyer, and soon ballots will be in the mail for the June 23rd primary election.
You pushed this during session. Obviously, the Senate didn't move on it. The House passed the plan, but the Senate didn't get on board. Now you're calling for a special session when we know ballots are going out next Monday. You have the Senate President's challenger standing next to you. You're running for Congress.
Correct.
Is this just all about campaigning?
Well, it was about campaigning when I started my protest. And just because I am running for Congress, just because I am a sitting senator, just because I'm any of these things doesn't mean that I'm not American and I shouldn't stand up and speak up for something that needs to be done.
Oh, the Democrat Party in Maryland, ladies and gentlemen. That guy's a senator. That guy's a senator. You know, for the people that are not my biggest fans, and you say that I'm not qualified, please tell me how that guy is qualified in your eyes. What a mess. What a disaster. Well, anyways, Bobby LePine was standing next to him there, as you heard Mackenzie Frost asking some questions. And he is. He's running against Senator Bill Ferguson. I wonder if he regrets standing next to Senator Ellis in this discussion. Probably not, because he's thinking, oh, I'll just keep plucking away at Bill Ferguson. But here's the thing. Here's where Arthur Ellis is making a huge mistake. Where he is in that 5th district, right? So you got Charles County, Calvert County, and some of PG County. He has, in those areas, not the crazy left liberals. There are a few in Charles County, but not a ton. He also has a little swath of St. Mary's County as well. And I know this county or this district well because Chris Palumbi, a friend of mine, ran twice. And then another friend of mine who's running now, Michelle Talkington, we had her on the show. So I know a little bit about the district. In that district, you have lots of independents and you have moderate Democrats. And so where he's running, Senator Arthur Ellis, he's running in a district where they are not for mid-cycle redistricting. Here's where I think he's making the mistake. Now, of course, there's many people, you run for office, you try to get attention, because that's how you get your name out there, you get your message out there, and that's how you raise funds. I get it, right? Been there, done that, got a t-shirt. But if your district is not for mid-cycle redistricting, why on earth would you use that as this vehicle to gain attention? Not a good idea. Not a good idea. Now, keep in mind, Senator Arthur Ellis, like I said, it's a very crowded primary. He's also running against Steny Hoyer's chief of staff. That chief of staff, I think, has already been endorsed by Steny Hoyer as he's on his way out the door. But what an awful mistake. What an awful mistake. And then to have Mackenzie Frost ask you those pointed questions, which you couldn't really answer her. Did you hear that long pause? After she asked, you know, is this just about campaigning? He paused for a good 10 seconds. Was he not anticipating that question? Ugh, yikes. Well, anyways, Bobby LePine, as I said earlier, he is so progressive. He's worse than AOC. I don't know exactly, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know exactly what they were trying to do there besides gain attention, but I think they got themselves the wrong attention. And then again, as I mentioned, there are senators in Annapolis that have pointed out that Arthur Ellis, Senator Ellis, he was not for mid-cycle redistricting until he realized that he could start, you know, protesting and being very loud about it. Anyways, I just wanted to kind of throw that out there. Obviously, that made some news, and I was talking about that this morning on Fox 45. I don't think it's going to go anywhere if you're wondering whether or not they'll call a special session for, mid-cycle redistricting. Senator Bill Ferguson has made it clear once again that he is not going to push that forward. Now, we did hear from House Speaker Peta Melnick. And remember, the House did vote for mid-cycle redistricting. But they need the Senate on board. And they don't have them. They don't have them. Okay. I do want to mention, because we were talking yesterday about the bakery truck driver. Or maybe it was the day before. Maybe it was Monday. The bakery truck driver that was hit by United Airlines as he was driving down the New Jersey Turnpike. How scary is that? Could you imagine, Brad, the producer? All of a sudden, you look over to your right and you see the wheel of an airplane. Like, I don't even know. I guess right then and there, I would just say my prayers. And just say, you know, thank you, Lord, for the life that you've given me. Right? I mean, it's like, I would think that it's over. Well, anyways, when it comes to, we'll get to this when we get back, but when it comes to that truck driver, his family has come forth. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. I saw some comments on this. They were like, oh, well, now he's lawyering up and now this and that. As he should. As he should. He was just driving along doing his job in a truck full of baked goods. You know, like he was doing his job and all of a sudden, you know, this plane comes out of nowhere. Well, anyways, I thought it was interesting. Like I said, we'll talk about this when we get back. But I thought it was interesting because if you hear from the family and the legal counsel, it sounds like United Airlines really didn't try to reach out to the family much. Now, everybody knows it's an H&S bakery truck. That would have been your first phone call, right? Excuse me, Mr. Paterakis. I think we might have hit one of your drivers. Could you tell us who it was? I mean, it's a simple phone call. It's not like you got to hunt this guy down. Anyways, we'll talk about that when we get back. Real quick, are you sick of prices constantly rising? Especially on some of your basic health essentials? Well, you're not alone, and Rescue is doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all of their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you'll get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com. to shop the deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted and tested and rooted in belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. res-q.com.
Listen Sunday at 4 p.m. for Prosper with Keith Singer. Keith brings you financial planning tips because he wants you to prosper in your retirement. That's Prosper with Keith Singer, Sunday at 4 p.m. on 680 a.m. WCBM. Singer Wealth Advisors is an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. W-I-L-L today to schedule a free consultation.
The Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, Operation Epic Fury appears to be coming to an end with Iran on the losing end big time.
You're a loser.
You notice the Democrats have suddenly gotten quiet this week. Plus, Rosie O'Donnell has been heard singing.
Take one down, you pass it around. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. I'm going to drink them all.
Not a good sign.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Then she went to SMU.
Believe it or not, I was playing this jam in the gym this morning. Yep, I was jamming out. I don't know what it is, but on Wednesdays, there's less people in the gym on the Wednesday morning. I guess that's maybe everybody's, like, day off, right? No days off for me. No days off. I'm just going to push through it. Well, anyways, real quick, a little gym update. I'm very proud of this, by the way, Brian, the producer. I have officially moved on to 20-pound dumbbells. Yep, each arm. Bam, bam, bam. Gun show over here. And 140 pounds on the leg press. That's big news for me, okay? I'm excited about this. I posted it on my Instagram stories. I've been using a 17.5 dumbbell for quite some time. And then this morning I said, you know what? I'm going to go for it. I'm going to do 20 pounds each arm. And I got through it. I was like, yes, yes. So it's working. It's working. I would think by, you know what? Maybe by this time next year, I should have the body I've always dreamed of. Yes, that's what I'm thinking. And that's if I don't quit. If I don't quit on myself. I've been doing really well this year, I think. Yeah, because I started out in January. Here we are in May. And I haven't given up. This is the first time that I've gone through. Usually I quit around March. I usually quit around March or April. So I'm very proud of that. Anyways, I know nobody cares about this, but I thought I would mention it. You know, there the song was playing. It reminded me. All right. Now, back to something a little more serious. The truck driver that was driving the H&S bakery truck that was hit by a United Airlines flight. Well, he's lawyering up. I don't blame him. I'm sure you guys feel the same way. I am shocked this man is still alive, to be honest with you. But I want you to take a listen to what the deal is so far. Because like I said, it doesn't sound like the airlines is really remorseful. Take a listen.
I've never known anyone to walk away from something like that. So, you know, he feels the same way. You know, he's struggling with that part of that. You know, today could have been a day where we mourning his loss. You know, but instead, you know, our prayers and everything has been heard pretty much.
We expect that there's some negligence there because planes just don't drop out of the sky and they just don't, you know, ordinarily and routinely hit 18-wheelers traveling along the New Jersey Turnpike. In terms of litigation, we're nowhere near there. We're in the fact-finding process right now.
And that's the problem. This is what I said earlier. They're in the fact-finding process. So United Airlines is mum's the word. Right? But here's the thing. I don't like it. This is rude. I think it's not cool on the airline side. I really do. Because here's this gentleman just driving along. And they should be glad that this guy didn't die. And I was thinking about this. The way that his truck was hit, I don't know if you guys saw any of the pictures after the fact. But the way that his truck was hit, if it were just possibly a millisecond earlier, I would have thought that that truck, the way that it was, or a millisecond afterwards, I should say, because it hit the windshield. There's like windshield damage. But he was right. It was so close from it hitting him. And I think even the dad talked about him possibly being decapitated. The wheel hit the windshield. Talk about having an angel on your side. There's a big imprint in the windshield. Ugh. I know this family is probably going through it. I can't imagine. Even getting the call initially, finding out that the truck was hit, not knowing whether or not your son was still alive, you know, gut-wrenching. And United Airlines, like I said, I've been reading, you know, some of the articles and reports surrounding this. They're barely, you know, reaching out to anyone about it. Look, I understand you don't want to get sued. But just think about this family. Now, I also read where he has significant injuries as far as a head injury. Now, remember, he did walk away from this. But they said the way that the cab, I guess, was rolling around on the ground, apparently that, you know, it was a tough one. And, of course, you know, he knocked him around pretty good, which I understand. But I just wanted to
share that with you because I'm really disappointed with United Airlines. I'm really disappointed. You would have thought that that would be the first phone call to make. Anyways, thought I would mention that. I'll keep my eye on that story. Let's see. A couple of people weighing in here. It says, Kim, as of 10:25 a.m., oil prices are down 7% this morning. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. Craig says, Kim, that plane didn't hit the truck. The plane clipped the light pole that fell onto the highway and was hit by the truck. This is more like the fault of the traffic controllers at the airport. So the light pole was there. But according to the family, Craig, and thank you for sending that over, they're saying that they believe that some of the plane did hit the truck. And what they're looking for is a thorough investigation. Because right now, you've got people there in New Jersey, obviously, you know, they're there on the ground, and they're saying it was just a pole. Well, the son is in the hospital, by the way. He is speaking, by the way. The son is saying, no, it wasn't just a pole. So I guess what the lawyer is saying there, even in that interview, they're asking for some clarity. They're asking for more of an investigation, and they're asking for that to be done. And even if so, Craig, even if it hit the light pole only, think about it. The plane hit the light pole, right? I mean, look, if you got insurance companies, if your car hits a light pole and that light pole then hits another car, I'm sure they'll be calling your insurance company. I don't know. I thought it was pretty sad to hear that United Airlines, you know, has done very little. And this has gone viral. Everybody, you know, has shared this video of this truck driver. This is all over the country. People are shocked he's alive. Anyways, we get back, we'll continue this conversation, also get to the question of the day.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. While hinting at a final agreement to end the Iran war, President Trump is pausing Project Freedom. Writing on Truth Social, Mr. Trump says the effort to guide ships through the Strait of Hormuz is being put on hold for a short period of time to see whether or not the agreement can be finalized. Trump-endorsed candidates fared well in the Indiana State Senate primaries. Of the seven challengers endorsed by Mr. Trump, at least five of them were victorious. Republicans rapidly pursuing redistricting efforts across the South, and the price of a gallon of regular gas climbed just over 30 cents in the past week, today's average $4.53 per gallon. There is word this morning of the death of CNN's founder, Ted Turner. He was 87 years old. On Wall Street, the Dow up 462 points, and this is SRN News.
I talk to a lot of great companies. Very few of them actually literally surprised me, but Fellowship Home Loans sure did. For over 20 years, Mike and Brian and the team there have been helping families do something most people think is more complicated than it has to be. Get into a home, lower their rate, or tap into equity they didn't even realize they had. Everything at Fellowship is done in-house. One roof, one great team, all with a servant-led mentality. From your first phone call to closing, you're going to get people who know you by name. They'll know your situation. They treat you like family. They're also offering a free mortgage checkup right now. Don't miss out. Rates are lower now than if you purchased or refinanced your home in the last few years. Many Fellowship customers are saving hundreds of dollars a month when refinancing, and there are no payments for 2 months. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Looking for the perfect place to host your next party or event? We've got you covered. Our private party rooms comes fully equipped with a sound system and big screen TVs, perfect for celebrations, meetings, or presentations. Plus, enjoy our outdoor space with a fire pit, live music stage, and even a kids' playground. Hosting at home? No problem. Sol Oaxaca offers full catering and easy carryout options. Just search Sol Oaxaca Bel Air, SOLOAXACA, for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air, and let's make your next event unforgettable. Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Grilling season is here, and you'll find your best deal on a new grill at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Gas, charcoal, pellet, built-in grills, portables, flat tops, smokers, and more. All on sale and all waiting for you now at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast turning rainy today. We have showers throughout the day and some isolated storms. Breezy and still warm with highs in the mid-70s. A chance of showers continues tonight. Temperatures fall back into the low 50s. Mostly cloudy on Thursday with some scattered showers and cooler temperatures moving back in. Highs back in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Amazon Business. Unlock smart business buying with fast, free delivery on millions of items and practical AI innovations that automate repetitive tasks. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, little note, we are going to be joined by Doug and Nino Mangione at 11:35 a.m., so go ahead and mark that if you will. Also, Marty's asking the text line, Kim, don't mail-in ballots go out on May 9th. How can you do redistricting? Yeah, Marty, so Senator Ellis and Bobby LePen, they're calling for Senator Bill Ferguson and others to pause the primaries altogether so that they can do the redistricting, and then they'll have the primaries afterwards. It's so ridiculous. It's dumb. This is for media attention. But like I said before, it's a bad move for Senator Ellis. Bobby LePen, not so much, right? I mean, look, Baltimore City, those that are on his page, his social media sites, they like that he's so far left and extreme. But Senator Ellis is running in a district where you've got, you know, moderate Democrats and lots of independents. There's a lot of unaffiliated voters in District 5. And so to push the mid-cycle redistricting and then to come out and do this press conference and say, well, you know what? Let's call the special session and then also let's move the primary date altogether. He's not going to win that primary. He's out. He just sealed his own deal. He sealed his own deal. All right. I do want to mention a couple of different things here. Obviously, and back to the real quick, the bakery truck. Well, I'll keep my eye on that and see where it goes. But I would think that United Airlines would be held responsible. You would think. I do have a text here from Clay in Owings Mills. He says, Kim, over around the airport on some surface roads, there are signs reading, caution low-flying aircraft. I always said that if an aircraft is so low that it interferes with my driving ability, that's not a low-flying aircraft. That's a crashing aircraft. But this New Jersey event proves me wrong. Yeah, Clay, it's interesting indeed, but I just can't imagine that United Airlines won't be held responsible for this. I can't imagine. I mean, think about it. How many times have you been on the New Jersey Turnpike, Brian, the producer? A couple of times? Yeah, I've been up and down the New Jersey Turnpike. Number one, I hate driving up and down the New Jersey Turnpike, if we're being honest. But I've been up and down there. And look, you know, you do have that airport right there. The planes do come kind of low. But nothing like this. I've never been on the turnpike where I could see the wheel of a... I've never, ever. This thing hit the light pole? And look, I know what you're saying about the plane not hitting the truck. But the way that, you know, maybe it was the pole that hit the windshield, but it looked bad. It looked so bad. And I'm surprised that guy, the driver, I'm surprised that he was not seriously injured. I am so surprised. Oh, thank God. Well, anyways, I wanted to just fill you guys in. As I sent over my video to be uploaded on WCBM's social media accounts, and don't forget to follow WCBM, by the way, because even the night before, you'll know a little bit about what I'm going to discuss here on the show the next day. And so we do. We post videos and tell you what kind of the leading story is. And yesterday, believe it or not, I was down in D.C. After I left this show, I went down to D.C., and I was at the Newsmax studio. In the green room. Now, meanwhile, I was upset because you know who was across the street at the White House? Golfer Bryson DeChambeau. Yes, he was there. He was there. They were doing some kind of Make America Healthy Again. They were, you know, talking about how there's going to be testing now for kids, you know, to make sure that they could avoid obesity at such an early age. And they were talking and discussing that. But they were also outside, because they had a bunch of middle schoolers and high schoolers there, too, to meet Bryson. And so they were outside on the lawn, and they had, like, these little, you know, golf things set up so they could just play around. What a beautiful day for that, by the way. Anyways, here I was at Newsmax, and I see, because I'm sitting there waiting to go on, and I see, I'm looking at my phone, and I go past, and I see the Instagram story, and it's like Lynn Patton, who works down with the administration, and she's standing there with Bryson. Like, it says, like, you know, the caption's like, fun day at the White House. I was like, no! No, he's across the street, really? Oh, man, I want to meet him one day. One day. Well, anyways. Anyways, you know, you got all these things going on, and the biggest stories, there's two, really. One, apparently Republicans on Capitol Hill are trying to flip Senator John Fetterman into a Republican. And the other story is Barack Obama discussing and disclosing some personal information about his marriage. Yes, yes. And so yesterday, if you saw the video on WCBM's Facebook page, you saw that I said, we got to get into that tea, because we did talk about this before. And remember the rumor that was out there that Barack Obama had a date with Jennifer Aniston? And everybody was like, no, 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 that couldn't be true. That couldn't be true. Anyways, I'm going to get to that in just a second. But I still believe that was true. I still believe that he went on a date with Jennifer Aniston. And a lot of you told me, Kim, that's a conspiracy theory, da 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 da. I still believe it. I'll get into that in just a second. Real quick, the question of the day, if you go to WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And, of course, if you have the app, which is free in the App Store, WCBM 680, you'll see that the question of the day, would you like to see Senator John Fetterman become a member of the Republican Party? Yes or no? Would you like to see Senator John Fetterman become a member of the Republican Party? Again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Go ahead and weigh in. I guess now we are just showing the results, because this is the second day now. I didn't get an email or a memo about it. I just see it now for myself, you know, like Trump. You're telling me this for the first time. So I guess we're just going to, you know, hang this way. And you're going to get the results during the show. So at around 11, I'll say 11:40 or so, I'll give you my feedback on John Fetterman and whether or not he should join the Republican Party. But go ahead and take part in our poll question. Do you think he should become a member? And then we'll get into that. All right, now to the T. Obama. All right, here's a Daily Beast headline. Barack Obama admits that Trump caused a rift with Michelle. Ba-ba-boom! So President Barack Obama is saying because of President Trump and politics, Michelle is very upset. All right, here it is. Obama, 64 years old, admitted that Trump's actions have pulled him back into politics. His quote, more than I would have preferred. But his compulsion to get involved in politics after spending 8 years in the hot seat has come at a cost. He says Michelle wants to see her husband easing up and spending more time with her, enjoying what remains of our lives. This is what Obama said about Michelle to an interviewer in New York. He says it does create a genuine tension in our household and it frustrates her. I'm more forgiving of it in the sense that I understand why people feel that way. because people aren't looking at me in historical comparison to other presidents. They don't care about the fact that no other ex-president was the main surrogate for the party for four election cycles after they left office. Okay, so now George Bush was not. So I don't know where he even got that from. All right, it goes on to say Obama insists he has held back from calling out the current president since Trump took office in 2017, despite the fact that he has repeatedly made inflammatory claims about his predecessor, including conspiracy theories and accusations of treason, and even posting a fake video of Obama being arrested. Now, I must have missed that. I didn't see anything like that. Brian, the producer, did you see anything like that? I didn't see that either. Most recently, Obama called out Trump after he posted a racist video on Truth Social depicting him and former First Lady Michelle Obama as apes. And we talked about that a little yesterday because, of course, you had the shooter outside of the White House. We still don't have any information on that, by the way. Did you guys notice that? We have no idea who the shooter is. We don't have an age. We don't have, you know, a town in which they are from. And we still don't know the condition of the minor that was hit by a stray bullet. I thought that was interesting. Anyways, Barack Obama is saying because of all this, Michelle Obama is upset. He says, quote, there doesn't seem to be any shame about this among people who used to feel like we did and had some sort of decorum and a sense of propriety, respect for the office. That's what Obama said, as if he's had respect for the office. You know what? Yeah. You don't want to see anybody going through this, right? I mean, Michelle and Barack, not a fan whatsoever, but they have two beautiful daughters that have gone through school. As far as we can tell, you know, both of them will be very successful, just like the parents. And, you know, I told you guys in 2008, that's why I voted for him in the first place. I wasn't too involved in politics, but I thought, okay, well, here's a black guy, as in all appearances, a great husband, a great father, right? He went to college. He values education. I said, yeah, this is what the black community needs. Go ahead. Let's go ahead and elect him so we can stop with all this. I'm a victim. I'm oppressed. I can't get out of, you know, the white man's thumb. You know, I was so sick. Even then, just so sick of this conversation that it's so hard to be black in America. I said, all right, now we've got a black president. Now we can put this to an end. Of course, that didn't happen. It actually inflamed it. And then I switched parties after that. But Barack Obama, to blame President Trump for the failures in his marriage, that's going a bit above and beyond. If you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can also text in a text line. I just think it's interesting because... Here, you guys know my story. I've told my story plenty of times. I ran for office in 2020. My husband at the time wasn't fully on board. And I tell people all the time, if your spouse isn't on board, if they're not excited about it, and you want to save that marriage, you know, it's probably best that you don't run. And I've got friends now, even this cycle, I had a friend call me and he said, man, Kim, I want to run so bad. But his wife, she was so against it. Meanwhile, this district actually looks pretty good. So I get a text from him like at least once a week. He's like, I could have been in there. It could have been me. Right? Because I mean, that's your dream, right? It's like one day you'd be a legislator, make a powerful impact on the world. It's like, you know, you dream of things like this. And you're like, wow, you know, it's an election cycle, not that long when you're running for, you know, campaign season. It's, you know, a few months. It's a few months out of your life. You think I'm going to give it my all and hopefully I'm successful. It's like, you know, and a lot of people that run for office, if you ever notice, they're very competitive, very type A. That's just, you know, it's in your nature. Well, anyways, with mine, I can tell you that, you know, our marriage wasn't, you know, even the best when I ran for office. There was a lot of dynamics there. You know, there was a lot going on, but at the same time, I guess, you know, for me, I thought at the end of the day, it'll all work out, right? Had a young daughter, it'll all work out. And we just couldn't get it to work out. Now, today, we're great co-parents and it works just fine the way that it is. But I look at Barack Obama and Michelle Obama and I say to myself, you know, this is where you're just trying to blame Trump. And he threw up that video that he posted on Truth Social. We've seen cracks in this marriage for quite some time. And I said before, the rumor about Jennifer Aniston, you know, possibly going on a date with Barack, I didn't think it was that out of, you know, the stratosphere. I thought, you know what? It could be spot on. You had Barack Obama, just in case you guys don't know, he's sometimes seen in D.C. a lot. Okay, they have a condo not too far from the White House. There's one restaurant down there that they go to often because sometimes they'll post pictures. And it's also a restaurant not too far from the White House. Barack Obama has a security team. And sometimes the security team is out there because he takes walks or he's, you know, going place to place or what have you. Barack Obama is in D.C. pretty much full time. Now, the lobbyist groups, all the other things, I don't know who he's working with, right? I don't know a ton about it. But he's in D.C. But we talked about this in relation to Michelle, because Michelle Obama, where she films that podcast, that's in Los Angeles. So she's in L.A. with her brother full time. Barack Obama is in D.C. full time. And when you see pictures of the daughters, I don't know if you guys ever notice, you know, sometimes they're in D.C., sometimes they're in L.A. And I would suspect because they're visiting, you know, both parents separately. And so then I had to think about this in relation to what's going on right now. Is Barack Obama, is he looking for pity? Because you've got Trump, the administration, threats on their lives. Everybody can see that it is one side that is trying to kill the other. Charlie Kirk was assassinated. And so now Barack Obama comes out with this, oh, my marriage is in trouble. Who do you think you're fooling, Barry? Your marriage has been in trouble. It's been in trouble for at least 2 years. I just thought it was interesting that he posted this and he was saying all this in an interview. And again, Barack Obama admits the Trump caused rift with Michelle. Meanwhile, just a little side note, I was sitting in the Newsmax makeup, hair and makeup room yesterday, and Greta Van Susteren came in to get her makeup done. So, of course, they like threw me out of the chair, right? I'm sitting there and she's doing the blush and she goes, oh, Greta, can't please get up. Oh, like a little boot kick, right? So now I'm in the chair, you know, kind of two chairs down because that's Greta's chair, apparently. But I didn't sit myself there. I just want to be, you know, straightforward with this. I didn't sit myself in Greta's chair. The makeup artist sat me there. Anyways, Greta started talking about this story with Barack Obama and Michelle. And she said, Kim, which panel are you on today? And I said, oh, I'm talking about John Fetterman and the Palisades fire and stuff like that. And she goes, oh, okay. She said, well, I was just looking at this whole thing with Barack Obama. And she said, and I just want to say, men are so stupid. I said, well, yeah, you're not going to get any pushback from me, you know. And she goes, just think about this. She said, now, why would Barack Obama sit down in an interview and admit to the world that there's a rift between he and Michelle, and it's because of President Trump living rent-free in their heads? She said, this is Trump derangement syndrome, like at the highest level, top tier. And I said, you know what, Greta, you're right. And I can't believe he said this. And I know Michelle is probably fuming. She said, oh, absolutely. Because now she's got this podcast. She's going to have to address this. Michelle was clearly trying not to address this entire time. If you recall, there was a post around her birthday where it was her sitting at a table with Barack Obama and he posted it and then she posted it as well saying, oh, I love you, da-da-da. And I said then, and her birthday's in January. It's about 2 days before mine, by the way. I said then, I said, you know what? This is all a lie. This is a front. She's in L.A. He's in D.C. They don't even like each other. Anyways, I just wanted to put that out there. I think Barack Obama did this interview and talked about the marriage because I think that he wants sympathy. And because you've got President Trump with threats on his life and even J.D. Vance, you know, approached by, you know, a shooter, you know, in his motorcade just, you know, 2 days ago, I think that's why he dropped this story. So he can look like a victim. Well, shame on you, Barack Obama. Shame on you. And I'm sure your wife, if there weren't already, you know, plans for her to leave you, I'm sure after this story, she will. What a horrible idea. All right. Coming up next, I'll read some of your text messages, and then we'll move on here. Let's see. I wanted to make sure you guys know all about my new favorite hangout, which is the Social Kitchen at Yorktown Social of Cranbrook Road. It's a casual, contemporary, and trendy space with vibrant, beautifully designed surroundings just made for mingling. I've had the chance to eat there myself, and the tapas-style small plates are just out of this world. I'm talking pineapple shrimp ceviche, short rib egg rolls, and honestly, the crab cake balls might be the best in town. And if you follow me on social media, you probably saw some of the pictures already. Now, whether you are grabbing a bold cocktail or heading back to the private bourbon bar, this place has it all under one roof. It is truly amazing. And don't be surprised if you see me there, too. I will probably stop by, just so you guys know, I'm probably going to stop by on Thursday. You can bring your friends and family and experience it for yourself. Go to yorktownsocial.com to see the full menu and hours open. Yorktown Social could be your next new favorite hangout, just like it's mine.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
Previously on Casey and Company.
No, we all heard it. We heard the booze. We saw a reaction to the booze. So you can pretend it didn't happen, Governor, but we heard it, we saw it, and now there's evidence, there's polling data that indicate you're not one of the most popular governors in the country. Your popularity has been slipping. Frankly, shocked it's as high as 48% approval.
Start your morning with Maryland's wake-up call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And WCBM.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, couple text messages here. The texter says, I heard a rumor that Barack Obama was having an affair with the chef, the one that drowned. Okay. Texter! We're not going to entertain that, okay? We're not entertaining that. Susan says, they blame Trump for everything. John says, Kim, Barry just needs money for his Obama Center in Chicago. So he acts like he's taking one for the team. What a stiff. Look, I don't... Oh, those are great texts, by the way. I saw, as soon as I saw this story, I thought, in my view, this was about sympathy. You know, the both sides narrative or rhetoric, it doesn't fly. There is, you know, the crazy liberal left that's a part of the Democrat Party that can't seem to understand that, you know, elected officials losing the election is something that happens, okay? And you've got people that have been radicalized by which I think many of the Democrats that are elected officials. And they're going out there and they're trying to harm people. And I think one of the biggest cases of that was, you know, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And again, my heart goes out to Erica Kirk and his family and especially the two kids. But, you know, here you have a situation, the alleged shooter, Tyler Robinson. He basically was upset that Charlie Kirk was against the trans community and everything else, and, you know, he thought he'd take, you know, matters into his own hands. It's a shame, an absolute shame. But that's where we are. So we'll see if Michelle Obama responds to any of this. I have a feeling she's embarrassed. I have a feeling she's not going to say anything if she wants it to leave the news cycle. I do have a good text here about the bakery truck and the United Airlines flight that crashed in New Jersey. Craig says, Kim, the controllers dictate the altitude of the plane's approach. Unless there is audio of that controller warning the pilot he was too low, this is on the controller. If the plane's landing gear actually hit the truck, there would likely have been significant damage to the landing gear, making the landing much more difficult. Maybe it would have caused the plane to crash. Yeah, I guess what they're asking for is an actual investigation. Right? They just want an actual investigation to see exactly what happened, which I don't blame them. You know, I mean, this guy, think about it. He's a delivery driver. Talk about the trauma. You're driving down the turnpike, which you probably drive down, you know, all the time. And now all of a sudden you hear something coming out of the sky. I can't even imagine what that's like. But again, thankfully he's alive and well. I mean, I am happy to see that. Another texter here, a couple of different text messages. Timothy says, ha ha ha, start the rumor that Michelle looked inside the Epstein files and saw Barack's name with underage girls. Democrats would do it. Yeah, we won't start that rumor, but it is funny, Tim. It is funny. Another texter says, hey, Kim, Trump is guilty of everything else in the world that has gone wrong, even things that happened before he was born. So why shouldn't he be blamed for Michelle and Barry's marriage problems? Yeah. Look, I get that part of it, but I do think that Barack Obama is being, you know, he's trying to manipulate people is what I think. He's being a gaslighter. He's like, look over here. I, too, am a victim. I, too, am a victim. President Trump is so bad, he's going to be the reason that Michelle and I divorced. That's what he's trying to say. And then if it goes through, if the divorce happens, you're going to have Democrat voters saying, look what Trump did. What a joke. Oh, what a joke. All right, coming up next, a dirt bike rider was killed in Baltimore yesterday. We'll talk about that more coming up.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Based on remarks by President Trump, it would appear the United States and Iran are moving somewhat closer to an initial agreement to end the war. However, the president's also pressuring Tehran. There are threats of a renewed wave of bombings if a deal is not reached. Mr. Trump is also pausing Project Freedom. Writing on Truth Social, he says the effort to guide ships through the Strait of Hormuz is being put on hold for a short period of time to see whether or not the agreement can be finalized. And Iran's foreign minister has met with his Chinese counterpart in Beijing.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi told Iran's Abbas Araghchi that China is deeply distressed over the war that's lasted more than 2 months. In a video of the meeting accessed by the AP, Wang says, we believe that a comprehensive ceasefire is urgently needed, that a resumption of hostilities is not acceptable, and that it's particularly important to remain committed to dialogue and negotiation. It's the first time since the start of the war that Araghchi has travelled to China, whose close economic and political ties to Tehran give it a unique position of influence. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
Republicans wasting no time pursuing redistricting across the South.
This follows a high court ruling that affects majority African-American congressional districts. South Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, and Louisiana are all considering changes. Republican leaders in South Carolina are targeting a district held by a longtime black Democratic lawmaker. Alabama is debating legislation for a special congressional primary.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Word this morning of the death of Ted Turner, the founder of CNN and other business ventures both inside and outside the media, was 87 years old. Stocks higher on Wall Street. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. A 57-year-old woman has entered an Alford plea in a pet crematorium scam. By entering the plea, Yolanda Ward did not admit guilt, but acknowledged that Baltimore County prosecutors had enough evidence for a conviction. On Tuesday, a judge sentenced Ward to 5 years suspended, followed by 5 years of supervised probation. In addition, she must pay restitution and may not care for any animals. Ward and her husband operated Loving Care Pet in Catonsville, charging for pet cremations, but giving the owner sand or concrete and dumping the remains along area roads or their property. Earlier this year, Ward's husband, Rodney, pleaded guilty to theft and malicious destruction of property and was sentenced to 20 years. And Warren Bordley Jr., the driver of a bakery truck struck by a United Airlines plane on the New Jersey Turnpike, has been released from the hospital and was home recovering Tuesday night, according to his attorney, who said his injuries include blunt force trauma. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
The Orioles snapped their five-game losing streak. Baltimore opened its series against the Miami Marlins with a 9-7 win. Sam Basayo led the way, going 3-for-4 with four RBIs, while Adley Rutschman and Leody Treveras plated runs in the ninth inning to earn the win. Rico Garcia secured the win in relief, and the teams will face off again tonight. WCBM News Time, 11:05. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is next.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time, 11:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We have rain and then isolated storms today. Highs in the warm and breezy mid-70s. A chance for a few showers tonight. Lows fall back into the low 50s. Cloudy and cooler on Thursday with some scattered showers and highs in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
66 degrees in Bel Air, 67 in Edgemere, and 67 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We're talking about Governor Wes Moore running from reporters. He doesn't want to answer any tough questions. Gary Collins with Spotlight of Maryland has that report. If you go to Fox 45's website, you will see they have video there of Governor Moore quite literally running from reporters. Oh, man. Also, we're talking about the great event that Bernie Flowers, candidate in Congressional District 3 here in the state of Maryland, he had a great event last night at Oscar's Ale House in Howard County, and I was very happy to join everybody. You know, Bernie Flowers, this isn't his first run. I call him my military operations analyst. We have a couple, too, that we talk to every now and then, Bernie Flowers and Chris Burnett. And these are guys that have experience, and honestly, it would be great to have them win in November, because we need more people on Capitol Hill that understand what's going on, and especially when it comes to the Middle East. If you're looking at what we have currently on Capitol Hill, you have lots of lawyers, right? You've got political activists, but you don't have a ton of veterans. You don't have a ton of people that understand military operations. And so that is why you have so many, even, you know, both Democrats and Republicans saying, oh, yeah, we didn't have to do this. And nuclear powers, who cares? They weren't a threat. These are guys that actually get it. And they understand it. And so Bernie Flowers, again, running in CD3, great time last night, great event. I also noted Vivek Ramaswamy won the GOP primary in the gubernatorial race there in Ohio. He won with 85% of the vote. And I did see some chatter during the commercial break online. Apparently, the opponent didn't do a ton as far as campaigning. So it sounded like maybe he was just, you know, putting himself on the ballot for a different option, you know, which I understand as well. And so that's why you have Vivek Ramaswamy came away with a huge win, because apparently this other candidate didn't host fundraisers, and he didn't do like the literature dropping or anything like that. So you can see now why he did not receive a very large percentage of the vote. We also talked about Malachi Brown. He's going to jail for 6 years. He is the driver that was racing Lisa Lee on 695, in which resulted in the death of 6 construction workers. And Malachi Brown is going to jail now for 6 years, even though he was off the hook, which many of us were not happy about. But he was off the hook at that time. But then he decided to violate his probation. So everything that's happened to Malachi Brown, even though he, you know, says that he's a victim in all this, it's self-inflicted. You know, poor choices. Malachi Brown is the victim of his own poor choices. And that's why I always bring that home to my daughter, Olivia. I'm like, look, life is about choices, okay? You're not oppressed. You're not a victim. You know, you don't have things to overcome because of your skin color. Life is about choices. Make good choices. Anyways, hopefully Malachi Brown will think about that once he's out 6 years from now. The bakery truck driver from H&S Bakery on New Jersey Turnpike, where he was hit. I guess that's still, you know, up in the air, according to some texters. But obviously there was some kind of crash that happened on the turnpike. And United Airlines kind of swooped in there very low. And, you know, I'm sure everybody has seen the video by now. I still get a kick out of it because, you know, the driver, he quite literally, when he glances to his right, he would have had to see, you know, the landing gear and everything else. He would have had to. But he glances to his right, but he doesn't really, his facial expression doesn't really change. You can tell he saw something, but then he just looks forward. And it's like, wow, because I guess you just never know what people do in that situation. But if you heard there, Maggie Hunter said over the break, he is apparently home now and tried to recover. And yeah, he's got a pretty significant head injury. And I would guess so, considering the look of the windshield after everything that happened. But in case you missed it, United Airlines isn't doing a whole lot to reach out to the victim. And this isn't doing a whole lot at all. Apparently, the lawyer and the victim's father, they were trying to get a hold of somebody at United Airlines. You would think United would be calling H&S Bakery wanting to know which one of their employees they hit on the turnpike. But nope, doesn't seem to be the case at all. Anyways, we'll continue to watch that. Also, Senator Ellis and Bobby LePin, they teamed up To beg for mid-cycle redistricting here in the state of Maryland. As far as I could tell, it is still very quiet on that front. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. And as Texter pointed out, I mean, you got the primaries right around the corner. You know, to halt the primaries because they think they might have the votes. Good. I don't think they have the votes in the Senate for redistricting, but they think they might have them. So I don't think that's going anywhere. I also talked about Barack Obama. He has said, and it's, quote, genuine tension between he and Michelle, and it's all thanks to President Trump. So basically, if you're just joining us, not only where the heck have you been, but it looks like you missed out on a lot of topics. Like, we've been rolling here this morning. All right, I got another one for you. Don't forget, 11:35 a.m., we'll be joined by Delegate Nino Mangione. But here's another one. You can find this in the Baltimore Sun. A 37-year-old man was killed Tuesday night in West Baltimore in a crash involving a dirt bike and an SUV. As concerns continue to mount over illegal riding in the city, this has now occurred. All right. Now, the crash occurred on the 3000 block of Liberty Heights Avenue near the intersection with Druid Park Drive, if you guys are familiar with that area. Baltimore police responded to the scene in the Liberty Square neighborhood in West Baltimore at 8:49 p.m., when the victim was reported to be not breathing. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The news released so far does not include his identity. The driver of the SUV did remain at the scene as well. If you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Here is the issue. We hear time and time again that the dirt bikers are just out there for a fun time. It's just part of the culture. Nobody should worry about it. Keep your complaints to yourself. But here is the issue. Now, I noticed, and I went back to check during the break, I went back to see if Mayor Brandon Scott even acknowledged the dirt biker that was killed last night. So far, that is a no. That is a no. Now, will he do it later on in the day? That's a possibility. I'll continue to watch on that one. But this dirt biker was killed, yes, in a crash. Now, we're hopefully going to get a thorough investigation. I pray that there is some footage, video footage from this crash. This is what we've all been talking about since day one. This is not only dangerous for the drivers, it's dangerous for the so-called dirt bikers. I call them so-called because we said time and time on the show, those dirt bikes are stolen. Those kids barely know how to operate the dirt bikes. They steal them. A lot of them across the Pennsylvania line. And here they're driving, weaving in and out of traffic. They don't really know what they're doing. The dirt bikes themselves are made for dirt, not the potholes in the streets of Baltimore. And now you have the situation. Now one of these guys, now 37 years old, a lot older than I thought he was going to be. But now one of these guys, unfortunately, has lost his life. And now there's a family mourning the loss of life. And all because what? Because we allow lawlessness to continue in Baltimore City. It continues. Now, do you think Governor Wes Moore has said anything about it today or even yesterday when it occurred? No. No, it doesn't have to do with President Trump, so they're not even going to acknowledge it. And here's where we are with it. Dirt bike rider fatally hit by an SUV. The SUV staying on the scene. You know what? I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall. I would love to know what that SUV driver had to say to police. We go to the phone lines here. Also, your text messages. I've got Jerry in Baltimore. Jerry, a dirt bike rider has now lost his life because we allow the lawlessness. What say you? Jerry?
Downtown last night, coming back up 83, heading north around 6:30. So as I passed the North Avenue, you know, to get on, I was already on 83. At least I counted at least 20 dirt bikes. But there's probably more. None of them had any license. The guys were popping wheelies, going 50, 60 miles an hour, keeping up with me and the other cars. It was actually pretty neat watching them. So, you know, obviously not safe. So I did the responsible thing, and I called 911 to report that they were on 83. And they were going, they went up past where the Pepsi sign used to be. They were heading towards, I don't know if they got off Cold Spring Lane because I just, you know, I didn't stay to watch them. Right. I was on 911 emergency for over 5 minutes, and nobody picked up. And after 5 minutes, I was like, well, nobody's picking up, so then, you know, obviously nobody cares about anything, and I just hung up, and
that was the end of that. Oh, wow. Well, we do know that they have issues there with the 911 operators. Apparently, they're short-staffed. So you didn't get anybody on the line?
No. I didn't get anybody on the line. I was waiting, waiting, waiting. And, you know, just the report that, I mean, get a few cop cars, come on 83, and boom, you could arrest 30 people and destroy 30 bikes or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And
but
no one wearing helmets and no one... You know, Baltimore City. I mean, you know, what can I tell you?
Yeah. Well, I guess looking at this, Jerry, I appreciate you calling in and sharing the story. You know, looking at this situation, do you think these guys on the dirt bikes, they just feel as though, you know, they could end up dying, but they just don't care? There's just no fear there?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm down in the city a lot. I mean, in the rougher neighborhoods. You know, most of these guys, they're just, you know, doing whatever they want to do. I'm sure they don't want to die, but, you know, they're just, if no one's stopping them or telling them you shouldn't be riding a dirt bike at 60 miles an hour doing wheelies,
then
they're probably not, you know, kids are kids. I mean, they were adults, but, you know, adults do what they want also. You can't tell them what to do.
Yeah. So, it's a shame. So now there's a life that has been lost. Well, Jerry, thank you so much for calling in. And the 911 operator situation, also very concerning. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And look, we've heard about that before, too. Now, on 83, how dangerous is that? Popping wheelies going down 83. Sheesh. And you know what? I bet Mayor Scott's not going to address it, because then he's got to address the dirt bike issue itself. I did want to read some of these comments because I thought it was very interesting. The Baltimore Sun, it posted like just a little snippet here on Facebook. Some of the comments I thought were great. One person says, the common theme here is that none of the people commenting live in Baltimore. And so this person living in Baltimore, he's going back and forth with other people. And this one woman, Kimberly, she says, but they travel through it every day for work, and I am one of those people. And another person, Steve, said, the reality is dirt bikes do not belong on the streets. Every single one of them needs to be eliminated by any means necessary. So the first commenter, just so you know, he's on other people's comments, basically saying it's part of the culture and just let it be. He's saying this on a post about a dirt biker being killed. See, this is the part of the mindset and the thought process here that I just don't understand. And maybe it's because I'm not from Baltimore, like this guy saying in the comments. But I don't think you would have to be from Baltimore to know that this is lawlessness and it's stupid. And so now this guy is dead. You know, I hope he doesn't have any kids. 37 years old. Another comment here. It says, dirt bike. I thought the roads around here were paved. And somebody says, actually, not in Baltimore. let's see. One says, the only issue is this. Was he wearing the proper equipment? If not, maybe a warning to others. That's what one guy said. See, there are people in Baltimore that think that this is acceptable. And they are just fine with dirt bikers weaving in and out of traffic. They're just fine with dirt bikers doing this. And if you go down, like I said, if you're on the Baltimore Sun's Facebook page, look in the comment section. And there are people that support it. There are people that support dirt bikes in the streets of Baltimore. So how do you get around something like that? I guess Mayor Brandon Scott, he could say, well, the people of Baltimore are fine with it. And that's why they put the culture label on it. Let's see. We've got another comment here. It says that the city should pass an ordinance that all motor-powered vehicles that are not suitable for roadway use, which is 99% of the bikes and four-wheelers, are not permitted in the city unless registered and tagged for off-road private use. Give them 30 days, then go block by block, alley by alley, and collect them all. That was a comment from a gentleman by the name of Jeffrey. I said online the other day, these are all stolen bikes. As soon as you pull them over and find out that it's registered to some, you know, Shrewsbury resident, you return the bike or have them come pick it up, and then you lock that person up that had the bike. I mean, at that point, it's stolen property, right? It's not just riding a dirt bike through the city. They're on stolen property. That's like carjacking somebody or car theft. That's another piece of this. Why don't we treat it the same way? And I don't know. Some people ask, you know, will Baltimore get any better? Honestly, I don't see how that happens. It's just so bad. It really, truly is. And then when you say something about it, you know, you've got the most ignorant people saying, how dare you? All right, we'll continue this conversation when we get back. I know I've got a lot of text messages and phone calls on the line. So stay right there. So we get back, we could continue to chat about it. Don't forget, Delegate Nino Mangione is going to join us at 11:35 as well. You know what? I wonder if he has a take on anything with the dirt bikes. I wonder what, you know what? I will ask him because in my view, it is like driving a stolen vehicle, right? If it's not yours, it's stolen and it is a vehicle. Why don't we treat it, you know, the same way? All right, real quick. If you're looking to upgrade your home, then you got to visit my friends at Town Appliance and Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive, featuring over 70 top brands, everything from basics to high-end technology like Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Whenever I stop in, may or make the experience wonderful. They are so knowledgeable and truly happy to help you find exactly what you need. Plus, right now is a great time to buy as Town Appliance is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. You can also take advantage of their flexible financing options and turn those dream appliances into reality. They are also open Sunday through Friday in Owings Mills. Check out their website at townappliance.com for more information.
Hey, Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Amazing. For nearly a full decade now on WCBM, you've been helping families plan their next big move by eliminating the typical risk home sellers face. So as we head into early summer, what's your best advice for sellers who want to get the most money but don't want to be bothered by the typical hassles?
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, 23 years helping thousands of families sell for their price and with certainty. Right now, inventory and days on market are increasing. That's why smart sellers are asking for more than just empty promises. Our sellers get an upfront written guarantee that if I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it at a price and time frame you agree to.
I like that. Check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews online from satisfied customers, and I'll add mine as well. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust with my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour, Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about the unfortunate accident that occurred in West Baltimore just last night. A dirt biker was killed, colliding with an SUV. And you see that two dirt bikes were confiscated at this scene. I wonder if they were both under the SUV. I know, like, you know, I doubt many of them were even hanging around. I will check the internet, though. I will check social media and see if there's a video floating around out there. I would think somebody pulled out their phones. Because, like, you know, these dirt bike gangs, as our caller pointed out, they're always together. There's always a bunch of them together. You never see just one or two. I got Linda in Towson. Hey, Linda.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Linda, did you want to weigh in on the dirt bikes?
Yeah. I used to sell sport bikes, alternatives to the Asian brands. And I want to let you know that, A, first of all, dirt bikes are illegal on the road. Not only because they're dirt bikes, but they're not equipped to handle asphalt. Just like a lot of the sport bikes out there don't handle the road surface very well because they're designed for racetrack use. And the thing that I wanted to tell you, because I sold an alternative brand, I had lots of people coming off of sport bikes, looking for bikes that they could actually do wheelies on easier, that sort of thing, because it's an adrenaline high.
Oh,
they're hitting the highways. They're doing stunts and tricks just to get the adrenaline high. It's like jumping out of a plane.
Oh, wow. So it's just for the adrenaline rush of it all. Well, let me ask you this, Linda. I mean, do you see a way of putting an end to this with the dirt bikes, you know, all over the road?
Not unless they start confiscating them. I mean, and I saw this even with street bikes down in Fells Point. I was a motorcyclist. I used to be the hoodlums in Fells Point. But I was down there recently, and the motorcycles were deliberately riding against traffic illegally in front of police officers.
Yeah, well, because I guess they're not allowed to chase them. That's another piece of this.
Well, that's why you're not going to get rid of them. Unless you're going to stop them, you're not allowed to chase them. But they're, I mean, it's a motorcycle, but it don't outrun a radio. That's what you do, is you kind of position yourself so that you put them into a blockade of some sort.
Yeah.
Is what I can say from being a motorcycle hoodlum on the streets of Baltimore.
Well, thank you, Linda, for your expertise. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Yeah, and when trying to stop really quickly, as Linda pointed out, you know, these are dirt bikes. I can imagine if an SUV is coming your way and then all of a sudden you got to stop on a regular street, it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same. You will find yourself up under an SUV. Deborah in the text line said, oh, wow, no 911, no police, no laws. Good old Baltimore. Yep, Deborah, that's what's going on here. For sure. Bobby says, so the city is short-staffed for 911 operators, but the mayor wants more staff at his office. Wish we had 134 911 operators. Bobby, great point. Yes, he needs more staff in his office. 911, yeah, who cares, right? Who cares? David in the text line says, Kim, one less dirt biker, society benefits. David in Hellthorpe, that's one way of looking at it. That's one way. But they do need to do something. I mean, the dirt biker was killed. What if there were people in that SUV that were killed? I mean, it's a danger. It's a hazard. And it's not a culture. All right. Coming up next, Del Ganito Mangione. We'll talk about some of the issues in Baltimore County.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He is putting Project Freedom on hold. President Trump says he wants to see whether an agreement with Iran on ending the war can be achieved. Quoting the president, who wrote on Truth Social, great progress has been made toward a complete and final agreement with representatives of Iran. Ohio's primary election has set up two marquee matchups for November. One contest is the U.S. Senate race, which will help determine control of the chamber. Former Democrat Senator Sherrod Brown will try to unseat GOP incumbent John Husted. The other contest, governor's race, featuring Republican Vivek Ramaswamy facing Democrat Amy Acton. Ted Turner has died. The CNN founder was 87 years old. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 623 points. The NASDAQ ahead 340 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time.
Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking rain and isolated storms. Otherwise warm and breezy today with highs in the mid-70s. A few showers tonight. Lows fall back into the low 50s. Mostly cloudy on Thursday with some lingering scattered showers and highs in the cooler mid-60s. Dry with sunshine returning by Friday with highs in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Car crash? Slip and fall? Workplace injury? Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to an insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best Eggs. They're just so delicious. With better nutrition, for us it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, don't forget the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Would you like to see Senator John Fetterman become a member of the Republican Party? So far, 77% of you say yes, 23% of you say no. You know what? Go ahead and make your voice heard there, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow, I'm sure. I find that interesting. 77% of you, you want John Fetterman as a Republican, huh? That is very interesting. All right, in studio, we've got a guest with us today. He's with us usually every Wednesday at 11:35 a.m. Delegate Nino Mangione. Also running for Baltimore County Council. Good morning, Delegate.
Good morning, Kim. Thanks for having me today.
No, absolutely. You know, real quick, I thought it was interesting, and maybe you have some thoughts on it. You know, Gary Collins with Spotlight of Maryland posted some videos of Governor Wes Moore leaving events, Delegate, and running, literally running from reporters because he doesn't want to talk about any of the pressing issues like the deficit and also the key bridge.
I haven't seen the actual video of that, yeah. But I saw a headline about the governor was touting surpluses.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's very easy to create a surplus if you're going to sign into law record taxes
to get
over the deficit. I mean, it's really unbelievable the lies or the misleading there. I mean, it's a lie. Let's just call it what it is.
It is a lie, yeah.
And it's really, it's just such a dishonest way to approach a situation like that. The state has spent more than what it takes in, and the governor decides with the legislature, the Democrats, that we're going to increase tax and fees because we need to fill this gap. And one of the ways they filled the gap was with a record tax and fee increase. And he's going around and saying, because there's a little money left over, look, yeah. I created a surplus. Not because the economy was roaring, not because of they, you know, cut waste and fraud or abuse or anything like that. Mainly because they passed into law the record taxes and fees, which now are setting in where people are wondering, why the hell is it so expensive to register a car in Maryland? Why are my taxes going up on a number of different things? And that is why. And yet he has the gall to say that that was his genius that created the surplus.
Yeah, and that's why Gary Collins was kind of chasing him down. But he will not speak to reporters on that one. I thought I would get your feedback because I know you were right there in Annapolis and watched all the record spending that they were doing. Doug and Ina Mangione again in studio with us. You know, a couple weeks ago we were talking about the carjackings, the shootings, the stabbings, you name it, at Towson Town Center and around it. And unfortunately, the councilman in that district, Mike Ertel, he said that most of it is just our perception that crime is increasing. But we did see where a juvenile was arrested for a recent carjacking in the Towson area. I wanted to get your initial reaction to that, Delgan, if I could. And also, you know, are you surprised that a juvenile was involved?
Not, well, I'll say this. I met Mike. I like Mike, but I totally disagree with his idea about the it's just the perception, because the reality here is, yes, they just arrested an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old, which would be classified as a juvenile, for that armed carjacking. And the judge said that, listen, this your record is, the judge used the word overflowing because of how bad of a juvenile record he had. So they denied bond for him. And they, I think it was Fox Baltimore, they interviewed a sergeant, a retired sergeant, I believe, from the Baltimore County Police Department. And he said that juvenile crime is not only increasing, but it's becoming more violent. And then he went on to talk about Baltimore County as a whole. He said Towson, number one, has become a hub for this type of juvenile crime. And a lot of it stems from how easy it is to access. He talked about public transportation. But then he actually went to mention that Baltimore County as a whole is seeing an, he quote, exponentially deteriorating. And he said, we need to do something about this and send a strong message, especially about juvenile crime and juvenile laws, where real accountability is needed. And he's exactly right. And he said that these laws hurt the morale of law enforcement. And it's actually making it, again, I mean, I said this yesterday when I filled in for Sean Casey. I said it a number of times throughout the week, is Annapolis sent the wrong message, as usual, when it comes to juvenile crime. And they're sending a message, as this retired sergeant points out, that they really do not have the back of law enforcement, which is why the morale has gone down, which is why we're seeing a shortage of officers. And really, it comes down, we just mentioned Governor Moore. Governor Moore and the Democrat supermajority have passed laws that make Maryland less safe. And the fact is, I'm sorry, I disagree. I mean, Towson has a crime problem, period. End of sentence here on that. And weak leadership is what allows it to get worse.
Yeah.
And we can't sit by. I mean, police need more support, more resources, and we just need flat-out better laws from Annapolis.
I agree. You know, I was actually shocked that Councilman Mike Ertel said that, to be honest with you. I've met him before previously as well, and he actually came to the Middle River for the crime walk, and I thought it was interesting because he's not like some crazy
left.
Yeah,
no, I've had great conversations with Mike about other things, and I like Mike Ertel, but I have to strongly disagree if that's what he said.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting, too, that you said earlier there, and I apologize because, you know, when I saw the juvenile, you know, was arrested, I didn't think juveniles because I was thinking the 18-year-old be, I hope that he is treated like an adult.
I believe they're charging the 16-year-old as an adult, too, which they absolutely should.
Good.
Armed carjacking the fact that the judge said your record here, your juvenile record is, quote, overflowing with issues.
So,
this we have to send a message that we're not going to tolerate armed carjackings by individuals who have been just in and out of the system for other violent and criminal acts.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Kind of on that same vein there, Delegate. We're speaking to Delegate Neil Mangione, by the way, in studio. The juveniles. Our kids are obviously having an issue across the state, right? Not even just in the Baltimore region. But we could see that with even the test scores, right? What's going on with the schools. I did note here, Baltimore County, where you are currently running for county council, they do have teacher vacancies. You know, I don't know how we address this issue. We know that we're spending a ton of money on the blueprint. How do we address the issue of the vacancies and make sure that these kids are set up for success?
So this was a story that broke the other day. It's so important because it comes down to, yes, how the school system's being run, both from the education point of view, but also the financial point of view of how we manage the resources. And Baltimore County, the council, to their credit, Councilman Ertel and the others, actually reached, they're basically in the article saying that the Baltimore County Public School System is not fully explaining to them how many teacher positions are actually vacant, and they want to know just how much money is being saved here from these vacant positions. And apparently they're not, the communication, there is this big disconnect, which is just beyond me, that the system itself that gets half of the county budget, the $2.5 billion, that they have a lack of communication between the council that the people have voted in to oversee the future of this county. And when you look at it, so the $5 billion budget, right, half of it goes to the education system, which is exactly why, number one, I want to say we need an inspector general. We could go on about that. But what happens here is the Baltimore public school system, they receive funding based on the amount of positions they think they need, right? And if there's vacant positions because a job stays empty, the school still receives the money because they budget for the future. And the county leaders just want to know how many of these jobs are actually vacant, how much money is being saved, so they have an idea of where that money is going. And it could be in the millions of dollars, which means you have a system that's asking for millions more, yet we're not even aware of how much millions are being saved and what they're doing with that money. It's really just simple. It's a common sense question, and it should be a communication instead of a communication breakdown. But it's a big issue, and it just says to me, again, that we need more transparency, more oversight, an independent, we need the inspector general to have the independent ability to look and see what this money is allocated for teachers. Well, if there's not teachers filling those positions, what are we doing with that money?
Yeah, well, and you know, that's a great point there. And I will also note, you know, when you're thinking about the blueprint for education, delegating, you know this better than I do, but you know, it is bankrupting the state. And as you're mentioning, if we could save any kind of money, I'm sure we would want to do so. And also fill those vacancies. I guess, you know, at the end of the day, you mentioned the inspector general. That was the bill that did not pass, correct? Is that the one that you're referring to?
That is correct. That's a bill that I was very much in support of. It actually had Delegate Naraki on the House side. I believe Senator Carl Jackson won the Senate. We, on the Republican side, were 100% on board, but to the absolutely shocking disappointment, the senators in the Democrat delegation decided to vote against the bill. And for me, this is a bill that had not only the support of the state's inspector general for schools, it had support from the council, I think 6 out of the 7 of the county council members, both Democrat and Republican. It had support from even the unions, members of the school, the teachers union, members of the school board supported this bill. And yet the Democrat senators in the Baltimore County delegation decided, no, we do not need this bill. For whatever reason, I can't believe they would go against transparency and oversight. But then it's only been a few weeks since the session. We see more stories and headlines like this where we're not even getting the proper communication from the school system on how many vacant teachers' positions and how many millions of dollars that could save when you're all constantly, and they just did, asking for millions more money. So it's a total disconnect, and it's it's just beyond me. And I hope that, you know, since, I mean, we'll see, hopefully I'm able to win the council race, but either way, I'm going to continue to be a cheerleader for this, to allow our Inspector General to oversee the education system.
Well, we appreciate that. I know there's a few people running for those school board seats as well. And I know, you know, the people that I know running for school board, Darren Badillo, Maggie.
Yes, Maggie she represents our district. She does a great job, yeah. Maggie Dominowski. We teamed up with her. Actually, I think I'm going, I'm not sure if they set the date, but a fundraiser for her. Very important to have people like Maggie on the school board.
No, absolutely. And, you know, talk about a tough job. I can't imagine what her job is like. I did want to ask you, because there's a couple of things I want to ask you, if I may. I want to get into the NPRP update, but also, you might not know the answer to this, Delegate. I guess, was it the beginning of the week or the end of last week, we heard about a young girl that was walking to school in the Cockeysville area, or when she was abducted. Do you know if there's any information out there as of
so
what
I've
happened?
I've only seen what the news media has reported.
Okay.
This guy that, I mean, just very scary, very sick stuff that he would pull up to this young girl. I think it was Cockeysville Middle School, I believe.
Yeah.
And said something. It was right, you know, what you're told as kids, I mean, to watch out for, never talk to strangers type. Unfortunately, this guy was able to convince this young child that they were family friends. I mean, this is what really, you hear stuff about this, you've seen it in movies, but when it happens right in our neighborhoods, it really is scary stuff. They need to do everything they can to throw the book at this guy. There is zero tolerance for an individual who would, it appears he kidnapped this young girl, had him in the car, and from what I read, was touching her.
Yeah.
And then I believe she maybe started to scream or whatnot, something along those lines. And then he went on to drive the individual to the school, drop the girl off, the young child. And then the school cameras, my understanding, were able, and God bless our law enforcement, the Baltimore County Police, they were able to track this guy down and arrest him. I'm not sure. I don't have his name or anything in front of me. He looked like he was...
Was a very long name.
Yes,
there's
long,
like four or five names
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was... But right in Cockeysville, really horrifying stuff. And God bless the law enforcement. They used those school cameras to track him down. And I guess he'll be awaiting trial for what it took place.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure if you had any more information. I know you're everywhere, and you talk to especially the police all the time, so I wasn't sure. But it was a very scary situation, scary to read about, scary to hear about. And, of course, I had to talk to my 9-year-old about strangers again, just to make sure, because it sounds like you said, this guy was very convincing, and so much so that she got in the car with this individual. And so I just went back to my daughter. I said, look, even if they're convincing, have them pull out their phone and FaceTime mommy. You know mommy, FaceTime her right now.
you can see exactly how it would happen to a young child. Obviously, I mean, you can see. Even adults, we don't necessarily like confrontation or anything like that. It's very easy to see how this could happen.
Know.
And a very sick individual. And, I mean, I hope that they throw the book at someone that would be willing to do something so horrifying to a child. And it's a miracle that he didn't go further.
Yeah.
And really abuse this child any worse than he already did. I mean, think about that child. Hopefully,
hopefully she's not traumatized.
Exactly.
So sad. All right, Delegatino Mangione, I wanted to ask, there was some headlines. It looks like we have an NPRP update. What do you have for us?
So they were in court yesterday in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals here, and it's over whether or not these PSEG surveyors can enter private property before they've actually gotten the approvals from the Public Service Commission. And what was I read today, these I'll tell you, they're, I mean, these public or these right now, the big thing is they're a private company, PSEG, but the technicality that they are trying to argue, and these guys, I mean, I understand we're all pro-business, right? But they're a private company. However, they are trying to bully and abuse the citizens, and it's a disgrace because yesterday they were trying to basically say, hey, we have the right of eminent domain, and we're going to be a public utility when this is all said and done, which means FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, will oversee them. But here's the thing, to their lawyer, and I'm sure this guy makes a ton of money, and the judge should be listening to this, because the last judge made a horrible decision. They are not a public utility at this moment. Right now, they're a private company. in, I believe, New Jersey, right? They've come in here and threatened and bullied our citizens, but they do not have the approval of the Maryland Public Service Commission. So you do not have the right, even though you can argue it until you're blue in the face, for eminent domain. You need to get the votes in the Public Service Commission, and that's what they're trying to argue yesterday at, in this circuit court here, the appeals court, and the citizens are saying the same, what I just told you, is like, no, 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 you and the citizens' attorneys, obviously, are saying you need to have the approval process, or run through the approval process, and be given the approval before you can come onto my private property. And think about the message this sends, that just any out-of-state private company can come onto your land and do whatever they want. If they get the approvals, that's a different story, but they're not there yet. And it sets a very dangerous precedent on private property rights. And again, I cannot emphasize enough, this judge that made the initial decision, he was wrong. I stand with the landowners here. And the fact that that their rights as landowners and homeowners is being trampled on here really should alarm anybody, because, or everybody, most importantly, because this project, it's not going to benefit them. The MPRP, and we've said it time and again, we know, and they're basically admitting it here, because it becomes part, it will become, if they get the approvals, the regional grid. And the reason it's part of the regional grid, Kim, is because it's going to power the data centers in Northern Virginia, and we're just collateral damage, the people in North Baltimore County and Carroll and Frederick, who are going to have their property ripped up through eminent domain, all the power, Northern Virginia.
Wow. Well, thank you for keeping us up to date with that, Doug Anito Mangione. Real quick before you go, do you have any events you could tell people about that you'll be attending so they can come up and meet you?
I'll be everywhere this weekend. We're working on a fundraiser in June, so I'll be, follow me on Facebook. You just type in Nino Mangione. We have the blue check mark. And then, of course, ninoformd.com is our website. And, yeah, we are going to be very busy from now until the election day. And a lot of people, I need to do a public information, get the word out here, King, because a lot of people do not realize that the primary election takes place next month on June 23rd. And, of course, early voting is a week before that. And we are going to be very active and working with Pat Dyer and Chuck Murphy and Kevin Ford, Jeff McDonald, to try to just do everything we can to get every last Republican primary voter out there.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Delegate.
Thank you, Kim. Have a great rest of the week.
You too. Real quick, I recommend AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. From the first conversation to the final walkthrough, Shauna and Steven, the owners, now being almost 2 years, have majestically continued Shauna's dad, Tim Mutz's, love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Now, their craftsmanship and attention to detail and commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989. And I do too. AES's motto is still the same. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400, or if it's easier, you can visit them online, aeshome.us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right. Don't forget to follow Delegate Nita Mangiotti. Hopefully he will be Baldwin County Councilman Mangiotti here soon. But they do have a very great slate of people. And go ahead and read about them. Some of them have already been on the show as well. I did want to tell you about the Justice Department suing the city of Denver for unconstitutional weapons ban. I mentioned this earlier. We had Brian Fletcher on yesterday from Free State Gun Range, and he was talking about some of these cases that are now popping up, the lawsuits across the entire country. The complaint explains that the city enforces an ordinance that makes it a crime to possess so-called assault weapons in Denver, but the city's ban includes AR-15 style rifles, which are the most popular rifles in America. Law-abiding Americans own tens of millions of rifles like those banned now by the city of Denver. Again, that was the Justice Department that is suing the city of Denver. I'll keep my eye on that one, and maybe we can have Brian Fletcher back in and we can kind of talk through that. But now that we have the ban on the Glock here in the state of Maryland, I would love to see the DOJ get involved and file a suit here. So we shall see. Also wanted to mention, Amazon bought the T. Rowe Price building downtown there in Baltimore City. That's right, $15.2 million. A lot more I would have paid for it. But it looks like, you know, Amazon is spreading their wings. Also, don't forget to take the question of the day. We'll save the Marco Rubio clip for tomorrow. I didn't get to it today. But I just wanted to mention, again, WCBM.com. The question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. Would you like to see Senator John Fetterman, right there out of Pennsylvania, the guy that wears the hoodie, would you like to see him as a Republican? Right now, 76% of you say yes, 24% of you say no. We'll get to the final results tomorrow morning around 9:35 a.m., and then I'll weigh in on it as well. You know, I've done a little bit of research on John Fetterman. Believe it or not, you might believe it, he was raised by two very staunch Republicans, okay? So he comes from a very conservative family growing up in York, PA, and, you know, it's his dad, I guess, had an insurance company. He thought he was going to take that one over. And again, though, he does come from a family of Republicans, but I kind of went through his voting record as well, and we'll discuss this tomorrow. But I'm not so certain he would, you know, really, in my view, qualify as a Republican or a conservative at all, especially with the stance on immigration. But we'll discuss that further tomorrow. We'll talk about Marco Rubio and the latest updates to Iran. We'll do that tomorrow as well. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes, 800-314-0045.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, Operation Epic Fury appears to be coming to an end with Iran on the losing end big time.
You're a loser.
You notice the Democrats have suddenly gotten quiet this week. Plus, Rosie O'Donnell has been heard singing.
Take one down, you pass it around. 99 bottles of fear on the wall. I'm going to drink them all.
Not a good sign.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk.